Oskaloosa's finest, helping me out here tonight. Touchdown Tommy, working out of town, not able to make it back tonight. But a good fill-in for Klein. We got about 6.5 minutes to go. You just heard the national anthem. What a blustery, I don't even know what to describe tonight. They're having a hard time keeping the touchdown markers standing in the end zone. The flag on the south end of the stadium is straight at full attention, I guess is what you would call that. So, but we welcome you all out there for listening to KIIC Friday Night Lights, North Mahaska Warhawk football, looking to bring home a victory here in on what is homecoming night, homecoming here at North Mahaska High School. She's a good conference, you know, Klein. It's been a tough go so far for the Warhawks. They've struggled in a couple of games to really take one quarter out of each of those games, and much more record shows for the Warhawks. So I want to thank KIIC, Jamie and the boys back in the station. They're helping put all this on for us here tonight. After the game, stay tuned for the locker room show on 96.7 KIIC Thunder Country, as they'll have the locker room show live with Fox 15 KYOU out of Ottumwa. You can catch that until 11 o'clock on TV and even after 11 o'clock on the radio. As the Warhawks take the field, homecoming 2014, the third home game for this Warhawk crowd. I want to thank some of the sponsors who helped make tonight possible. Crowe Antiques in New Sharon, McGriff's of New Sharon, all your farm and home projects. Thank McGriff's, Gardner Collier Jewelry, and also Houston and Ottumwa. Jim Miller and American Cleaning, Medicap Pharmacy, Boyd's U.S. Cellular, Helen Better with Boyd's U.S. Cellular, Slumberland Furniture there in Oskaloosa. They're introducing the offensive stars, lead number 8, Trent Wanders. Senior, A.J. Hibbler, number 13, a senior. That's going to have to be defensive side then, because Hibbler plays on the defensive side of the ball. Andrew Gumon, number 18, sophomore on this team, starting in the secondary. He got a good workout last week at Colfax Mingo with that team. Through quite a bit.
Yeah, Wendell, just to give you an idea on the wind out here, too, we got they run out and smash the sign that they run through, and it blows all the way across the field and stuck up against the fence. So, a little bit of wind to play with.
Tell you what, they said the weather earlier today, in the 40s when we pulled in, and constant, I'd say a wind. That's not even a breeze. Constant wind for game time tonight.
It's blowing pretty hard.
Maybe up to 35 mile per hour gusts. We've had a couple of instances. Our equipment kind of blown around here atop the bleachers. One of the, I guess maybe one of the benefits or one of the downsides of some of these smaller schools, we don't always have the benefit of a press box to be in. So we get to be out in the weather with the coaches and the moms and dads and looking to bring a win home for homecoming.
I suppose I have to thank Touchdown Tommy for just taking one off on a nice windy day. He must watch the forecast of it.
He wanted you to experience the full effect of what's out there. I did talk to Tommy a little earlier today. He's going to be sending some shots out during the game, and I told him I would actually read the appropriate one. So if there's any to come in, then. But we're about 3 minutes to go as they're announcing the starters here. Ryan's going to be keeping an eye on the KIIC Thunderbolt app for all the sports from around the area tonight. If you're listening online, we thank you for listening in. If you want to download, it's a free download from the iTunes mobile app store or the Android mobile app store. It's a free download, the Thunderbolt app. You can listen to one of 7 games on Friday nights. We sure hope you're listening to us, but you can check out some of the other games in the area and also see all the area scores. And that's what Ryan's going to be using as we check some of the other sports. Albia, a little bit of a rivalry game as they travel to Davis County tonight. Big test for that Jerry Staten coach Blue Demon team. Norwalk over at Sheraton. Sigourney Keota at Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. Another kind of a backyard game for those two teams. That Eddyville team coming off. I think their only loss of the season coming 2 weeks ago at Iowa City Regina.
So two strong teams probably going there tonight.
Good game. You can check out. We'll bring in the score. Don't go listen to it because you should stay here and listen to us. We got Garwin here at North Mahaska, Cardinal at Pekin there tonight. A good Pekin team. Urbandale at Waukee, Pella at Carlisle. Which talking to one of the guys in the newspaper today, he's going to be down there covering that one. Just a really strong touch team, number 1 in Class 3A. as they looking at their schedule, until they get into a playoff scenario.
Carlisle coming off a big win last week, probably riding that.
Spoiling Oskaloosa's homecoming last week, I believe. Oskaloosa traveling up to Grinnell tonight. That game going on just north of us here in New Sharon. Tumwa traveling to Cedar Rapids Washington High School. They had a Tumwa team, a good team for the Bulldogs. Took, I believe, three games in a row. Finally had a regular win last week, but I think only a one-loss team there for the Tumwa Bulldogs. College Christian traveling to Highland Riverside tonight. Lamoni at Twin Cedars. A few more of them here. Colfax Mingo at Montezuma. Montezuma, the team beat here. This just, I know, right, you're looking from the district standings today. North Miaska sitting at the bottom. They have a chance to make a run.
Sitting at the bottom, but right alongside the team we're playing tonight, GMG, and a good chance tonight to get a win at homecoming. I'm sure all the kids are fired up with all the homecoming festivities all week, and we'll see if they can either a little over-anxious, a little over-nervous, or if they're ready just to control that energy, too.
That's one thing. The boys in red, I'm going to call the boys in red, is the Warhawks wearing red jerseys, red pants. We kind of made a big deal about that last year. That's a new matchup for them. Well, we've seen it primarily at home, but they've been able to come out and really kind of hold their own at home, so hoping with the friendly confines here of North Mahaska Stadium as we get set to kick off homecoming 2014.
North Mahaska will receive on the kickoff, looks like.
And they will be receiving the ball as GMG will be kicking left to right as you face your radio dial. And nobody's going to directly sideline to sideline right at our backs.
Yeah, strong wind from the west to the east. If kickoff gets too high, it might just blow right out of bounds.
We might see kind of an abbreviated kicking game here tonight as GMG gets set to kick. Stodgill, and I believe that's Pothope, number 84, back standing about their five, and I don't know if that's going to get that far. Low line drive kick. It's going to be fielded by the L player up about 25 to 30, 35. They'll make it up past the 35.
Was Dakota Reedshaw fielding that one.
Warhawks going to take over first and 10. That's 23. That's going to be Fawcett. We have two 23s on our roster here tonight. I think between JV and varsity, they've done that. But that's going to be Fawcett when we come across.
Well, first person I picked was wrong, huh?
Good way to start that. Bortel under center, ball near side, power right behind him. And that's going to be Stodgill around the right side. He's going to break the line of scrimmage. He's made 45-50. He's going to bring a big truck down.
Big hole there that time.
Big hole. He makes it into Darwin territory. Pick up a 15 on the play. So one play, one first down.
Yeah, man, an ankle tackle just to bring it down by a safety there. If it would have broke that, it would have been a touchdown on the first play on homecoming. That would have been
a good way to start the game.
Homecoming game, yeah.
That sets up first and 10. Now ball in to GNG territory. And now this time's going to be the up back. It's Rutledge. Rutledge's going to make it up past the 45.
Run.
Down close. They're going to mark it down right at the 40. So pick up of 8 on first down. That's a good average so far. Two plays, 23 yards of offense. Coach Harris and the Warhawks like to keep that going. It looks like we've got a full, healthy team tonight. I know Blake Gleason, who's been hurt a couple weeks ago, was back last week with a brace on his arm. Now under center, power eye in behind Bortel. Bortel's going to hand off near side. Stockdale going to get the edge. He's going to get him to 35 to 30. Switch hands to get down. We're going to mark him out of bounds about the 32.
A great block there by Adam Pothoven on the end. The receiver out there threw a great block to give him another 8 to 10 yards, I would say.
Primarily, I think we're going to see a lot of two tight end, run right, run left. You know, it's just kind of the game tonight. And with the way the wind is, the passing game just isn't going to lend much. You listen to the first quarter action, no score yet, but the Warhawks marching as they come out in there. There's going to be a flag on the field from the far side official. You know, Klein, that's one of the things that so far this year. Oh, and that's going to go against GMG. I was going to say, if that was against North Mahaska, has had a couple instances this year where they've been marching the ball and then an untimely penalty, and that's generally the case. You get a holding penalty or something that pushes you back in the first or the second down 20. Most offensive coordinators aren't banking on 20 yards at that point. They're just trying to get the 10. So defensive encroachment there is going to push it up first and 5 now. Snap. Bortel's going to drop the ball to pick it up. He's going to run around the far side, get past the 20, 15, 10. He's going to have a clear shot at the end zone, dives into the end zone.
I think he got there.
And they're going to make a touchdown. Look, Mahaska, 10:42 to play the first quarter. And the Warhawks get on the scoreboard first. 21-yard run from Jacob Bortel. She took it around the right side, and it dives it in from...
Yeah, that was impressive there, man. He's just full layout, hit the pylon with the ball, and just got in there. So
the way you'd draw it up to go in the sports center, I think that would be a good one to see.
Oh, great job at staying with it, even though the fumbled snap. He's able to pick it up and make a great ball.
High snap. Munson comes in and does get the kick away.
Oh, good. Ball
wide, near side.
Don't know how that one didn't get blocked.
I don't know.
Between two guys there.
A high snap, able to get down. But, yeah, you said talk about that. Bortel drops the snap as he's in that kind of little pistol configuration, able to get it off the deck and run around the right side. I think he kind of caught some guys off guard there on the feet.
Yeah, just a great play, and everybody stayed with the play, even though it kind of started off wrong. And sometimes as alignment, it's good just to stick with it and keep your blocks going, and they got a big touchdown there. So great way to start homecoming off.
So with a minute 18 is the only thing that's run off the clock so far. Warhawks lead this one 6-0. We want to thank Crow Row Antiques. That's where you're going to find the greatest selection of unusual antiques in Iowa. Something old arriving every day. If they don't have it, Linda or Cheryl will find it for you. Crow Row Antiques on Main Street, New Sharon. And Crow Row is the one sponsoring our game tonight. It's being brought to you by Crow Row Antiques.
You a big antique shopper there, Wendell?
You know, I don't mind a good deal if I come across it. Just right by high school. But if I can find something that she would be happy with,
yeah.
I'm definitely okay. So number 79, Spiker, going to be out to kick for the Warhawks. They line up with Burton Groth for the Wolverines back, standing on their own 20-yard line. Expect to see probably a pretty low line drive kick here from Spiker. Comes up. Yeah, line drive kick at about 25. Going to be fielded on the far side at the 20. Going to make it up to 25, 30, 40, far sideline. There he's going to be driven out of bounds. Just past the 40, and that's where the Wolverines of GNG are going to take over first and 10, ball on their own 42-yard line.
Yeah, good run back there to give them a pretty good starting position on this drive. Hopefully the defense can come up here and stop and force a punt to get that ball back and regain a bigger lead here.
See if we can get the boys in red. You know, now that the game has started, the stands have kind of filled in here on homecoming night. Not necessarily the perfect weather, but a good night for football.
Yeah, this is when you sit nice and close, keep warm.
And this is just going to be a busted play all the way around. Number 44, Braden Tyrell. Freshman Tyrell, we called his name quite a bit last week. Tyrell in on the stop is quarterback Richard Clawson. Went to hand it off.
Hand off to the left side there, and the running back was running on the right side, so that didn't work out so well.
So he was just going to tuck it and take off, and right by that time, Braden Tyrell. Freshman was in there and sacked him for loss. Loss of two on the play. Going to bring a second and 12 for the Wolverines. Got four receivers set for the Wolverines. Clawson's going to run it right side. Oh!
Hit there.
What a big hit. Big hit by Andrew Gumont, number 18.
Yeah.
Clawson had a receiver over the middle, and Gumont was there to put the hit on right as the ball got there.
That was a great hit. Perfect timing on that. Separate the ball from the receiver right there.
Couldn't have timed it any better. What a great play. Sophomore Andrew Gumont.
Number 12 on defense here, I'm guessing that's Bortel again.
Yep, that's going to be Bortel.
He was in there really putting the pressure on the quarterback, had to get rid of it there.
And he got a good hit on Clawson.
Third and long.
Third and 12, another four receiver set. Clawson, a little bubble screen out near side, and that ball's intended for nobody. So with the incomplete pass, that's going to bring up fourth down. The 9:51 to go as the Wolverines get set to kick it away to the Warhawks.
Deep backs, I don't know if this guy's got a good leg, but they could probably come up a few more yards. I don't know if they'll get it back that far.
As Ryan Sperlin set to kick. spiraling kick out to the far sideline. That's going to land about the 35 right at the sideline. And kicking with the wind, that thing drove the ball right out of the field of play. And they're going to mark it first and 10, ball about the 34. So that's when the Warhawks will take over, the 9:44 to go in the first quarter. A good series by the Warhawk defense as they were able to get the defense off the field and give the offense another chance to score.
Well, as a coach, I think that's how you're looking to do it, ain't it?
Yep, let's
come out, score a touchdown, three and out.
The only critique there is maybe on the return, gave them a little bit extra. But now, Mortel in the power eye. Rutledge, Stargill, and Pablo. Rutledge takes off right side. He's going to break into the secondary, making a past the 40. Going to be marked down up close to the 45, so pickup of about 12. I'll tell you what, our running average so far has been in that 12 to 13-yard range.
Yeah, no reason to pass at this point. Yeah, that time there, just running over that safety, too. Got an extra 3 yards at the end of that run.
A big pickup by Rutledge as they hand it off to the upback on that one. Now Bortel in their rear, or kind of wishbone here, with seizing the pistol. Rutledge to his left, Stotchell behind him, and they're going to pitch it out near side. And short pitch, but Stotchell's going to fall on top of it. Bortel had Stotchell. Stotchell had some room to run, but not able to get the ball out to him. He was pitching into the wind.
Pitching into the wind and a little behind him. Couldn't get a hold of it, but
Bortel's going to have to put a little zip on that to get it out there. Loss of five on the play. Stotchell falls on it. But the Warhawks maintain the ball. Now second and 14. Wanders line it up to the far side with Podhoven in the slot. Mortel is going to end up right side. That's Stotchell. Stotchell is going to make it up back past the 45. Going to be close to midfield.
Got most of all that yardage back, I guess. They lost on that fumbled pitch plus a few yards. So the doable third down.
Yeah, so on on second and 14, kind of have a hard time seeing the far line, Judge, because GMG's in black and white as well.
Third and seven here, it looks like.
Third and seven, with our running average, should be able to pick this up. Ball just shy of midfield, ball spotted on the 49. We're just 8:15 to go in the first quarter. Warhawks leading this one 6-0. Power eye behind Bortel. Rutledge, Podhoven, and Stotchell. Stotchell going to take the handoff near side. He's got the edge. He's going to make it past midfield.
There's nobody in front of him.
Nobody in front of him. He's at 30, 25, 20. He's going to cut back past midfield. He's going to get, he stumbled over the 5-yard line. But Stasville takes it 50 yards. They're going to spot him. They're going to give him 49. They'll spot it at the 2-yard line.
Yeah, great play there by the quarterback. He kind of did a hard count. I think I saw three or four of the linemen jump up and then kind of caught him off balance, and I think that maybe helped the play bust wide open too.
Far side of that Wolverine defensive line, kind of jumped a little early, and he let Stotchell have it off the near side. So first and goal to go. They're going to let Rutledge take it. Rutledge off the right side.
He's in.
Wait to see him motion. He is. Touchdown, North Mahaska Warhawks. 7:41 to play in the first quarter.
Yeah, he was met right at the goal line there, and he just kind of ran that guy over and right into the end zone. So
that defensive back tried to come in and fill that hole, and tell you what, they don't have height and weight listed for Lister Rutledge, but I wouldn't want to be on the other side of him.
No, trying to run me over.
So Trey takes it in from 2 yards out, and pending the extra point here by Munson. Good snap that time. Ball's down. Kick is up. Kick is good. So with the extra point, that puts the Warhawks up 13-0 with 7:41 to play on homecoming night here at North Mahaska. What an absolutely great way to start homecoming. Two quick scores. If you're the coach over Garland, Coach Sperlin over there, just trying to tell his boys, hey, we got to kind of rally the troops. So I tell you, Coach Harrett, it's been a long year so far to kind of get to this point and have a little bit of a breathing room in the first quarter. We haven't had this much this year.
Yeah, I'm sure it feels great for the players, too. Just a lot of positive energy. You can see them all kind of walking around down there. Got the energy up as opposed to the other sideline. There's not a whole lot going on over there right now. So that's momentum, and hopefully we can keep that on our side.
Yep, and I tell you what, a little bit of swagger kind of helps us, especially on a day like today with the homecoming parade and
a little extra energy there.
All the Warhawks, new and old, those that are coming back for homecoming, and great way to start. So Spike are going to be set to get this one off. This game tonight is sponsored by McGriff's of New Sharon. For all your farm and home projects, think McGriff's of New Sharon. They carry red brand steel posts and standard heavy duty, including wood posts, creosote, barbed and woven wire, so much more. McGriff's of New Sharon, proud to sponsor Warhawk Athletics. This is a little line drive kick, and it's going to hop a couple times. It's going to be fielded near side, and he's going to be actually tackled by Spiker as the kicker comes down. Spiker's not your prototypical kicker.
I was going to say, he's a defensive lineman and kicking. Yeah, he was down there just ready to tackle the guy.
Again, they don't have height and weight listed, but he's every bit of 6'2", 6'3", and, he made it down the field to make the play.
Kind of Wolverine, an upside kick.
Real high bounce.
He almost caught the ball before the other guy got there.
So Wolverine's going to take over first and 10, ball spot at their own 39-yard line. Four receivers set for the Wolverines. Clawson in the Clawson's going to take the handoff around the right left side, and he's going to try and tuck and take and pick up about a yard.
Yeah, Braden Terrell was in on the tackle there, and he was right there, right where they're handed off.
Braden, a freshman on that defensive line, has just come on strong here the last 2 weeks.
So it's good to see the coach too. Some of the young guys making some contributions out there.
I couldn't imagine. Well, I didn't have the opportunity to, but I can imagine as a freshman coming out on a varsity team and just game plays a little faster than the JV or the freshman games. Get four receivers set for Clawson in the shotgun. He's going to roll out far side. Oh, he's going to be hit as he throws. It's Carson Stoschel, number 9, absolutely lays a smack down on number 14, Bridger Clawson for the Wolverines.
Yep, and Adam Pothoven in there again. I think that's the second time he's been there hitting the quarterback as he's trying to throw it. Quarterback looked a little slow to get up on that, number 14
Looks like a little bit of a stunt kind of on both sides as both Stoschel and Pothoven kind of came off the edge. Stoschel, the outside linebacker, and then Pothoven coming from his defensive back position. So, again, four receivers set for the Wolverines. Clawson in the shotgun. Sperling to his right. Looked like a little bubble screen. Is that in the hands of his receiver, number 7, Jacob Burt?
Well, I'll tell you, Andrew Gumont on that one, it was kind of a swing pass out there. And I thought Gumont had a chance. If he would have saw it in time, he could have picked that one off and right past him.
Looked to be held up by one of the other receivers.
Yeah,
he was definitely there, very, very close.
As one of the receivers almost turned his defense when he saw the pass going.
So now into kick number 35, Ryan Sperling, Pothoven, and Gleason back. There's a low snap. Snap bounces, and a good kick. That ball's going to bounce right about the 25 and going to roll dead and be down there by number 3, Bryce Newcomb. And that's where the Warhawks will take over first and 10 with 6:41 to go in the first quarter. There's a lot of action so far with the boys in red.
Both sides of the ball. Offense, defense, everything's firing all cylinders right now.
But I tell you what, some of these Warhawks got to remember that this time last year, playing up at Garland, we got down very similar to this, got down early and ended up resort to passing the ball and just about made a comeback, made it a one-touchdown game in that game. But good to be on the other side of the ball here.
A favorable win here, too, if you have to pass. It's hard to pass and come back.
And that's going to be off the right side, Carson Stoschel. Stoschel's going to get the edge. He's going to be at 25-30. Got one man to beat. He's going to get it. Midfield got chasing in behind. He's going to be dragged down about the 35-yard line. Huge pickup by Carson Stoschel.
That was just a manly run there, I would say. He broke 3 or 4 tackles on that one. They just couldn't bring him down. A lot of arm tackling. And number 3, I think it was maybe one of the linebackers, ran him down from behind.
Number 3, Bryce Newcomb. He came from this far side of the field, or near side, and chased him down that far sideline. Able to finally drag him down, and a huge pickup, 50-plus yards. That's 250-plus yards run so far for Carson Stoschel.
Yeah, we don't have any wideouts. I don't assume we'll see any anytime soon.
So, again, power eye. It's going to be handoff to Rutledge off the near side. It's going to break up past the 35 and be down about the 33. So, pick up a 3 on the play.
See Stoschel out there with his arms on his hips a little bit. After a couple 50 runs, I think you need a break, don't you?
A little winded.
He's just kind of taking a break out there right now.
A little winded. Number 8, Wanders comes on, 47, Cole Rosendahl coming off. And yeah, I would imagine unless something very drastic happens, we'll see a lot of two tight end formations. Pothoven in the slot. Mortel kind of bobbles the snap. He rolls out right side. He's going to try to reverse his field. He's going to be drug down about midfield. as with that, you'd think back down even he. But you know he did that once tonight. He went 21 yards for a touchdown. So
last time it worked out okay. This time it tried to run around, lost a few more yards, but a 50-yard run will take care of that though, I suppose.
So to bring up third and long for the Warhawks, and you kind of, in situations like that, too, you'd like to see your quarterback just maybe throw it away. As he was trying to reverse his field, come all the way back to the near side, which would have been a long run for Bortel. So Bortel in the pistol here. Rutledge is right. Handoff's going to be to the slot, and that was Pothoven. Pothoven's going to fall forward, not get a whole lot, about a half of a yard.
Yeah, it looked like maybe it was kind of a, I don't know what you'd call it, but they handed it off to 33 there, Rutledge first, and then he handed it off to the inside guy after that.
Kind of a little bit of a trickery or a counterplay.
Yeah, counterplay maybe.
For Rutledge as he came near side, and Pothoven, who was in the slot, didn't win in motion and took the handoff and snuffed out by the Wolverine defense. So Colstra, I take it back, Gabe Simmons, number 10, is going to be back to punt for the first time tonight for the Warhawks as they stall out here on 4th and 16 down into Wolverine territory. So high kick. That ball's going to land about the 23. And there it's going to be down by number 28, Brant Fleener. Freshman Fleener is going to take it down right about the 23-yard line, and that's where the Wolverines will take over first and 10 with 4:14 to go. It gives us a chance to thank some more of our sponsor here, Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for the most brilliant diamonds and colorful gemstones. No one does fashion rings, dazzling bridal sets, and bracelets like Gardner Collier Jewelry. They're the one to go to for all your jewelry needs, located in the 10th Central Mall in Oskaloosa, once you play small in a tumble. So two receivers near side for Clawson. The handoff's going to be off the right side. He's not going to get a whole lot, about a half yard for number 35, Ryan Sperling.
Yeah, you wonder if they're going to maybe at some point here have to go with the run a few times. The passing game just sure isn't doing anything against this defense right now.
Tell you what, it sure seems like in the high school realm, too, you miss a couple passes. It's tough on the third and 10.
Yep.
The front four for the Warhawks, though, have just absolutely been holding their own. As now Clawson, shotgun, he's got ball's tipped to the line of scrimmage. Wow. The ball looks like they're going to mark it. Oh, incomplete. As what a diving catch by Bortel, number 12.
Yeah.
As Bortel, he stepped up, and then when that ball was deflected, took a couple steps back and diving catch, but they're going to make a motion that ball hit the turf first, so.
I'd like to see the replay on that one, Wendell.
Call up to the booth and have an official replay of that one.
What a great play, a great effort there by, who was that again?
Bortel, number 12. There again, good push up front by the front four, getting a hand in the deflection. Clawson now, he's looking near side, got a man there. And through the arms of Pothoven, as Pothoven running in behind number 3, Bryce Newcomb, as the defensive back has had their hands all over the ball tonight, too. So.
Yeah, they've been all over the place, and really, I feel like the Warhawks have been bringing some pressure. When you're fairly confident in your defense, and after three series, you can bring a little extra pressure in there, put a lot of pressure on that quarterback.
Pressure off the edge by Stagel and Kuma. It's a high, and almost a block. Someone's going to come up and going to be caught, and he's going to be, ball comes out, and North Mahaska falls on top of it, and we've got Pothoven able to fall on top of it. Gleason a little slow to get up. As Gleason came up, as soon as he did, he caught the full face mask of the GMD defender. We've got a flag on the field back at about the 28-yard line. We've got a block in the back on the Warhawks.
Push her back a little bit farther, but almost had a block there, and then, yeah, he got hit on that one. And the right guy in the right place, though, we were able to keep possession.
Pothoven able to fall on top of it. So the Warhawks are going to get a first and 10. But still good field position, though, as they downed it up about midfield. They're just going to kick it back to about the 38-yard line, called the 39. So that's where the Warhawks will take over first and 10 with 3:23 to go, leading this one 13-0 in the first quarter. Friday Night Lights, week number 6.
Yeah, Wendell, with this wind, I don't think it really matters which way you're going, does it?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much blown right across the field.
No, you kind of wonder. That ball hung up a little bit. You know, Gleason came up to get it, and I think he was maybe surprised. Pitch is going to be near side of Stodgill. Stodgill's going to be nailed it in the knees, but he's going to get forward for about a yard.
The tackle there by Bryce Newcomb. He's been making a lot of tackles out there. He made a nice play, open field tackle there at weren't able to do it a few times.
Yep, able to chase Stagel down on one of his pick runs. Pick up the yard on the play. He's going to bring up second and 9 for the Warhawks. As on homecoming, they lead this one 13-0. Still first quarter action. As Bortel in their veer, kind of pistol offense. Rutledge to his right, Stotchill behind him. They're going to fake it. Bortel's going to keep it around the right side. He's going to follow. Good block by Stotchill, and he's going to make it forward and pick up about 5 on the play. That's going to bring up a 3rd and 3 for the Warhawk offense.
Yeah, Austin Lanphier in there on a nice block, too. Ran right next to the quarterback there, put in a nice block.
Also, another one of the seniors on this team. I tell you what, between Wander, Stotchill, Simmons, A.J. Hibbler, a senior, Dakota Hednut, Trey Rutledge, a lot of big players that are seniors this year for this offense. Bortel now under center with Power Eye behind him. Rutledge spot over Stagel. Is that Wolverine defense was jumping. We're going to look and see where this, yep, that's going to be a procedural penalty against the Warhawks as they got started just a little bit early, and that's going to push them back 5, bring up a 3rd and 8. Back to where we were just one play ago.
Yeah. I think all the linebackers, it looked like the whole team was going to blitz on that play there on the defense, and maybe one of the offensive linemen there got a little bit antsy.
A little antsy on that right side of the offense. So pushing back 3rd and 8, inside 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. And so far it's been all North Mahaska leading this one 13-0. Ball spotted about the 41. So ball at the 41-yard line of North Mahaska. Power Eye in behind Bortel. They're going to give it to Stagel around the right side. He's going to follow his blocker. He's going to make it up. First down and more. And he's going to be chased down by Newcomb inside the 20 down to the 15. We do have a flag on the play in behind the offense. Yeah, and I was afraid of this. That's going to be a hold. So another run of 50-plus yards for Carson Stagel. This one's going to come back on a hold penalty. As soon as that one was over, the referee was right in the middle of that to stop the clock and make sure everybody knew of the penalty.
Great, great block there, but I don't know if that's where maybe they called the holding penalty that blocked that opened up that run. But
didn't look like there was much there, but Stagel just hit the hole and kept running. And
not so too,
it got in some open field, and he broke a big one loose, but a huge pickup on third down is going to bring up a 3rd and 18. So we know this North Mahaska offense has the ability to break some big plays. They've done it so far here in the first quarter.
So far, they're kind of going the wrong way this time. This is going to be a tough one to get here.
And being a spot foul, that must have happened in the backfield because then they're now 3rd and close to, I'll go 25. Boy, they backed that one way up. 3rd and 22 is what the scoreboard is going to show. Wow, I didn't realize. Okay, so Bortel down the pistol. Rutledge to his left. Stagel behind him. He's going to take it, pitch it near side. That's going to be Stagel. Stagel's going to leave his blockers trying to hit the hole. He's going to be drugged down. He's going to pick up a couple, but not enough, and that's going to bring up a 4th and a whole lot more. Stagel will get it up almost to the 30-yard line of North Mahaska. They'll spot him just shy of the 30.
Not a 50-yarder, but still a good run there, waiting on his blockers and really just hit the hole.
Tell you what, that's one thing. He kind of lets the play develop there in front of him, not in a hurry for something to happen, and if there's an opening, he'll hit it. Kate Simmons, number 10, in with Newcomb, number 3, back to receive for the Wolverines.
Newcomb's got some speed here. He's chased out our guy a couple times.
That he does. Low line drive kick along the right side. That ball's going to hit and take a North Mahaska roll. And that's going to be down just inside down about the 37-yard line. So into Wolverine territory, and that's where the Wolverines will take over 1st and 10 with 28 seconds left in this opening quarter of homecoming 2014 North Mahaska. I want to thank Crop Production Services of Oskaloosa and New Sharon. Be your local experts for seed and crop protection, as well as agronomic services. Crop Production Services, the one name in crop production inputs. Again, stay tuned tonight after the show for J-Mill and the boys. They bring you the Locker Room Show live from the studios down in Albia and also live on 515 KYOU. Four receivers set now for Clausen. He's going to take the snap in off near side. And he's going to be met by the front four of North Mahaska. Bortel was in there. 58, Austin Lanphier in on the stop.
bit of a gang tackle there. That was a good play by the defense. The running back got the ball there. It looked like he kind of bobbled it.
Yeah, it kind of looked like he didn't have really a hand on the ball, and be a big play. With that, they're going to let the clock run out in this first quarter. The Wolverines will flip sides as they'll start going right to left. And at the end of the first quarter, North Mahaska lead this one 13-0. Tell you what, Ryan, what a great way to start out, you know, after a tough couple of weeks for the Warhawks, especially last week on the road over at Colfax. They're able to come out and make a statement early on. Two quick scores that's given some confidence. You know, Stodgill hasn't had a tough time breaking some big plays. You know, three 50-yard runs, one was called back due to penalty. But great way to start tonight.
Just a great job on both sides of the ball. And after one quarter, everything goes your way. You just hope, you know, if things switch around, hopefully they can make some adjustments to that too. But so far, we're looking pretty good.
Yep, I think Coach Jarrett, aside from the penalties, you know, the big holding penalty that brought the big run back, and that has been something that the Warhawks have struggled with this year. Luckily this time we're actually up a couple scores when the penalties happen, because we've had instances this year where you get down one or two scores and then those penalties just hurt you even more, because you got to, you know, you got to come at every single point that you can get from some of these defenses here in this district. So.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt quite as bad when you're up 4 or 13 and you're gaining a ton of yards. But when you're trying to get those yards and you feel like you got some momentum going, then it comes back.
Seems like they're just kind of running the ball at will right now. So that's hope to keep that up. Three more quarters as they reset the clock here for the second quarter. It's going to bring second and about 9 for the Wolverines. Ball spotted at the 39. Clawson in the shotgun, or kind of a pistol. He's going to hand off near side. And going to be break up past the 40 and close up to the 45. He's going to bring up a third and short for the Wolverines. Number 35, Ryan Sperlin on the carry. Yep, third and about 3.
Ball back there. Little back, maybe. Matt Smith.
Whoa.
Festivities coming here. It's some football. So
cheerleaders winging some winging some footballs up from down low. One just flew
out.
So Clawson now going to go under center, as he's got three running backs, two to his right, and Anna's going to be right side, and that's going to be Sperling again. Sperling going to be pushed forward and make it just about up to midfield. Going to be just close up about the 49. I think that's going to be enough to move the chains for the Wolverines. First down of the night for the GMG Wolverines.
Yeah, the football came flying by. It was kind of like a clay pigeon there.
Busted out of the sky. 11:15 to go in the second quarter. See the Warhawks up 13-0. But the Wolverines able to finally put a first down on the stat sheet. Clawson now under center. Handoff's going to be near side of Sperling. Sperling's going to be 10. Ball on the ground. Oh, ball on the ground. It looks like one of the Wolverines is able to fall on top of it.
Oh, who popped that ball out of there? Maybe number 28, was it Fleener? It
looked like Fleener and Bortel was in there, or Hibbler, I'm sorry. Fleener and Hibbler were both in close to knock the ball down, but one of the linemen for the Wolverines able to fall on it. So pick up a 3 on the play, going to bring a 2nd and 7.
That was a good hit right there.
Yeah, it was.
Knocked that ball right out. I thought maybe we had a chance to get there.
Fleener just kind of wrapped him up around the neck, and when he did, he hit the ball and it popped down. But now Clawson in the pistol. Sperling behind him, 4 receivers. Man goes in motion near side. Handoff's going to be right side. That's going to be Sperling. Sperling's going to be game tackled by half of the defensive line.
Now Austin Lanfear in there right off the bat again, and then a bunch of them jump on top.
Lanfear and Spiker. It looks like Stotchill able to jump in there as well. That's going to bring up 3rd and 7 now with 10:07 to go.
That's that first down. They got the first down of the game, and now defense kind of stiffened up again, and hopefully we can stop on the third down and get the ball back.
They're able to hold him here and get the ball back to the offense, which hasn't had a tough time moving the ball tonight. One penalty, the only blemish so far. The 4 receiver here with Clawson in the shotgun, Sperling to his right. He's going to roll out. The guy's got a beat on him and through the hands. See that? That was intended for number 7, Jacob Burt. Is that pretty good pass? I mean, pretty much lowered away as Burt had to go down to get it. And just, yeah, you kind of wonder with a little bit of a cold hand here tonight if it's just that ball's that much harder to catch.
It won't be that much harder to catch, and I don't think that one would have felt very good either. Probably stung pretty good. I didn't watch him shake his hands there.
Shifting it off the hands of Sperling back to kick for the Wolverines. Wind picking up again out of the west. ball bounces on the snap, low line drive kick at about to the 35. And look and see who ended up with the ball here. It's number 13.
Yeah, A.J. Hibbler was back there, right?
Hibbler was back there. It looked like he came up to get the ball, but then, yeah, they're going to make a motion. So that is, North Nebraska Warhawks will take over first and 10 on their own 15-yard line. So I'll tell you what, that sort of stuff, would kind of get you, you know, you give DMG a short field, only 15 yards to go, give them the opportunity. They can throw some points on the board. Anything can happen. But you hate to see something like that happen that deep in our own territory.
That football bounced around. You never know what you're going to get a bounce. Take a hop up on him and kind of bounce off his knee there. He was quick enough to get down there. But there was a guy right there.
Yeah, a guy. One of the kick coverage team for the Wolverines was down there and gave him a run for it. And with that wind, see that wind can almost blow to the far sideline. A little jump a little early here from the near side of, looked like Zeb Williams, number 65, jumped a little early for the Warhawks.
Yeah, Colton Davis didn't look like he was very happy with himself there either, so maybe a couple of them might have jumped.
Maybe a couple of them weren't really for sure on the snap count. So procedural is going to back up the Warhawks and bring up a first and 15. 9:31 to go in the second quarter. Our Warhawks leading this one 13-0. Now power eye formation with Rutledge. Pothoven and Stodgill in behind Mortel. Mortel under center, two tight ends. And it's going to be near side to Stodgill. Stodgill is going to jump over right side. Going to hit 15 to 20 up to the 25 and drop down just short of the 25. They'll mark him. Yeah, we'll give him the 25. So really close to a first down. Great run by Carson Stodgill.
Yeah, like I said, those false starts and holding, they don't hurt the pass. We can pick them up after the next play there. Come all the way back and short second down now.
So first and 15 is now a second and a very short 1 yard. We'd like to see him maybe catch the Wolverine defense just a little off here. But now another power eye, two tight end set. Mortel's going to hand up to the upback Rutledge. Rutledge is going to dance over left side, jump forward, and make it just past the 25-yard line. We'll look and see the spot. I think he's going to needed a full yard, and he only got about a half of it here. I don't think they're going to have enough to move the chains.
Yeah, it doesn't look like he's going to pick it up this time. But
this play right here in front of me and Klein as we're watching him. And referee's going to weigh this one, going to stop the clock, and they're going to measure it up with 8:44 to go in the second quarter. So, you know, looking at the rest of the schedule, Klein, you know, homecoming here this week. We go to Montezuma next week. But to tell you what, a Montezuma Brave team that has just been playing some really good football here in this district. At Linville Sully, and then we come back home for our last home game against Iowa Valley. Got an opportunity between the Linville Sully and the Iowa Valley game. Montezuma game too. I'm not gonna shortchange that Montezuma team at all. You know, anything can happen on any given Friday night. But you know, we take one tonight, maybe two of the last three, gives us the chance to look at a playoff spot in that district.
Yeah, you know, and it helps to come out a homecoming game like this. If you can keep this up and get a big win, just carry all the momentum into the rest of the season. And, man, if they can run the ball with the running tonight, I mean, this is all, you know, pretty impressive so far.
Good, maybe weather-wise, not the best, but a good night from a outside perspective to come and watch. So
that's right.
It was just short, third about a half yard now. Power high formation, Mortel under center, going with the hard count. And they get, I think they got Fleener here on the near side. Yep. Fleener jumped a little early, so a third and a half yard, that's going to back him up five. So now a third and long play for North Nebraska.
That's too bad. That one hurts right there when you're at third and one and you're trying to get that first down and keep this drive alive.
Well, it looked like we're telling a little bit of a hard count anyway. He's trying to maybe get that Wolverine defense to jump, and actually got one of his guys to jump on it. So third and five, 8:20 to go. They wind the clock ready for play. Now they're going to go in their veer formation. Rutledge to his right. He's going to hand off near side. Carson Stodgill can't get his footing and falls down in the backfield. It's a loss of three on the play. That's going to bring up a fourth down. And, you know, we were moving the ball pretty well. A couple unfortunate penalties and then the offsides on a third and very short. So now fourth down, fourth and eight is going to see the kick team. That's number 13, A.J. Hibbler, making it onto the field.
Yeah, they're going to have pretty good field position on this kick, I guess, unless he really gets a foot into one here. But
with the wind tonight, I don't know that you can keep it. You can outkick the wind.
They'll probably have it on the North Nebraska territory.
Look for a good snap. So they're going to line drive end over end kick. Ball's going to bounce about midfield and into Wolverine territory. So I tell you what, all things considered, for what he had to work with, a good kick by A.J. Hibbler, and the Wolverines will take over first and 10 on their own 43-yard line. I want to thank Crow Row Antiques for tonight's coverage. Homecoming 2014 brought to you by Crow Row Antiques. I'm your good neighbor, State Farm agent Wendell Campbell out of Las Colusa, Ryan Klein. We didn't think of a good nickname for you yet, Klein. We'll just call you Klein. How about Klein?
That works. I guess that
I think works. Everybody I know of that knows you calls you Klein anyway. So, Warhawks are going to take a timeout as Coach Arrett didn't like the alignment here. I think he only had 10 guys out there.
10 guys out there after that punt, and not real happy about that.
Hudnut was here on the sideline. He was trying to get a helmet on and get it snapped up, not able to make it. So Coach Arrett going to take a timeout. We want to thank Proline Building Company. Building dreams is what Proline does. Let them help you realize your dreams with a Proline building. The new building construction's on your to-do list. Don't wait any longer. It's time to call Proline Building Company now. Proline's been building dreams in Iowa since 1986. The reputation's been built on integrity, fair and honest bidding, and doing the job right the first time. Visit their website, iowadreambuilder.com, today. We're going to pull up the Thunderbolt app here. We're going to check a couple scores from around the area.
Boy, checking that, they had that timeout. That, you know, Coach probably feeding them a few words of advice, it looked like, and just trying to make sure they stay focused. Even though everything is going their way, things can change pretty quick, and it looks like he was trying to make sure that they knew that.
You know, that's very true. With a 13-point lead, you don't want to rest on your laurels too quickly, because this Wolverine team, the way they can pass the ball, a couple complete passes, if Clawson drops back to pass here on first down, he's just going to tuck it around the right side. He's going to be running out of bounds. So he's going to make it down into North Mahaska territory. But a couple big plays is all it really takes to do that. So it's like Albia up 7-0 down at Davis County. Wayne and Meltzer Dallas all mounted up to 12 in the second quarter of that one. Deacon running away from Cardinal 20-0. Cedar Rapids, Washington up 7-0 over a Tumwa team on the road tonight. Pella Christian 19, Highland Riverside 7. That's about the only scores we have to note tonight. So first and 10 for the Wolverines. Ball spotted. North West Territory 46. And, oh, handoff going to be the – oh, he faked the handoff to Sperlin. And Clawson able to take it around the right side. I thought that was for sure Sperlin had that one. And Sperlin got his clock lead by number 13, A.J. Hibbler.
Yeah, A.J. Hibbler is in there and just made a textbook tackle right at his waist and just drove him into the ground. And I think if he would have got the ball, it probably would have popped out.
Yeah, but Clawson able to take that little read option around that right side, and then Clawson able to pick up about 5.5, close to 6 on the play. They bring up second 4 for the Wolverines. They picked up their second first down of tonight. Now two receivers set with man in the slot and an up receiver. Handoff's going to be the right side to Sperlin. Sperlin's going to run around the right side. They can pass the 35 and down about the 33. And that's going to be enough for another first down for the Wolverines. With 6.5 minutes to go in the second quarter, they're starting to put a couple plays together here and move the ball.
Yeah, I don't know if they didn't know the wind was blowing to start the game. They had 4 or 5 receiver sets there to start with, and now they only got 1 or 2, and they're starting to run the ball a little bit more. So we'll see if this North Mahaska defense can stop the run as good as they're stopping fast.
And I tell you what, with this one, I don't know that already. Now here we see a 4 receiver set for him. Clawson in kind of a pistol with Sperlin in behind him. Man going to go in motion. This generally, they're going to run that right side. Man, if it's going to be a Sperlin, Sperlin's going to cut back midfield.
Ball
comes out. Looks like number 58, Austin Lampier, was in there.
I think they got it.
Out. And the Warhawks do. Warhawks have the ball. As Austin Lampier put an absolutely brutal hit on Sperlin around that right side. The ball popped out.
Just what you're looking for when the team is driving against you. The turnover, that running back, he's a quick little running back. It looked like his team was popped out. He was kind of running with it on his back there for a little while, holding on to it.
So hopefully maybe he can get down before it pops out. So 5:55 to go. The Wolverines cough it up. And the boys in red get back out on the offensive side of the ball and try and put something together. First two series of the game, they were able to punch it in. Pitch is going to be near side. Stotchel got some room to run. Going to make it up past the 30-35. They're going to mark him down about the 37. So big pickup for Carson Stotchel. Picks up about 12 on the play.
Yeah, some good blocking there again. Trey Rutledge in the backfield there just pretty much leveled his guy that was coming in and really opened it up.
Great block by number 33, Rutledge. And like I said earlier, he's We don't get height and weight listed out here, but I certainly wouldn't want to be in front of these coming to block me down.
Yeah, it gets the center gravity low, and it's almost over.
So now Bortel again in the pistol. Relish to his right. He's going to take the handoff and roll. Got a man there. That's going to be Wanders. Wanders trying to run. It's caught. That's the 35. He's going to try and juke. He's going to be drug out of bounds inside the 20 down to the 18. As they fake the pitch here near side, Bortel was able to step back, get a little air underneath it, and rip it out by the wind, but Wanders right underneath it. Big pickup.
Yeah, that was a very nice play. They threw it up there, and the ball seemed like it was floating up there for just about ever, and gave Wanders just enough time to run underneath that one and get about 15 yards after the catch, too.
Number 14, Bridger Clawson, on the defense for the Wolverines as he drug Wanders out of bounds. Big pickup by Wanders now. Bortel's going to pitch it left side. Oh, and the ball's going to make it on the ground. Ball still on the ground as it rolls out the other side. The Warhawks, I think, going to be able to fall on top of it as that ball just kept rolling around. About half the Warhawk defense chasing it down, but not a really good pitch by Bortel. He's kind of pitching with the wind and a high pitch to Saggio, and he's just not able to wrangle it in.
Yeah, and again, I think that's the third time now we've had a ball on the ground on offense. It's just a great job by, you know, the offensive player, Staggio, just was going after that hard and was able to keep it bouncing around there. It was kind of like it was on ice.
Able to wrangle it around. Coach Harris is going to take a timeout and maybe kind of settle his crew just a little bit because they've, ever since that second drive, it seems like kind of been a little antsy and kind of, you know, just unsure of themselves. But they've been able to move the ball. You know, they've got to play with confidence. They also got to be cautious and not have things like that happen because you give the Wolverines the ball right back after they get to this series to them.
Yep, and sometimes it's too easy to sit there and you gain so many yards. We don't have yardage totals, but I mean, that's way lopsided. And sometimes everything goes your way. You take a few more risks. That doesn't always pay off.
But I know with Coach Aaron, he's telling these guys, hey, take care of the ball. Make a good pitch, get it to where Castagio certainly had some room to run around that left side if he'd got that ball. So with 5:06 to go, the Warhawks take out a timeout and talk about it. We want to thank some of our sponsors, American Cleaning, Jim Miller. He's your certified expert cleaning company. If you find yourself in need of restoration work from fire, water damage, flood, or backup, including mold testing, American Cleaning is who you need to call. Whatever you need clean, give Jim Miller a call at 641-660-8358. The loss of about 8 on the play is going to bring up a second long, second 18 for the Warhawks. 5:06 to play. So far, all Warhawks, they lead this one 13-0. Power eye in by Bortel. Staggio's going to take it around the right side. He's going to back it forward and be piled up. He's going to pick up about 4, maybe 5 on the play.
Yeah, you know, Wendell, some of those pitch plays where you lose those yards, they hurt just about as much as the penalty does.
Yeah.
You know, on maybe a hold or something, you get to replay the down, but on a missed pitch like that, you lose your down and you lose the 10 yards.
Lose the 8 or 10 yards, and then you're playing on second down as opposed to first down. So with the pickup on the play, bring up third and 15, so third and long. Bortel under center, offset eye in behind him. Man coming in motion, that's going to be Pato, and comes up motion near side. They try hand up. Bortel's going to roll out. Have a man there, but ball thrown a little high. It's Clawson in on the defense, pass intended for number 84, Pothoven. As he was a man in motion, he tried to come out here near side in the flat. Ball thrown a little high, and they're getting thrown into the wind coming near here that side. And Clawson put a pretty big hit on Pothoven.
Yeah, it was a little high, and he had to be stretched out. It looked pretty well covered from the very beginning, and then with that ball thrown a little high, it pretty much gave the defender a free shot.
Yep, don't know that he would have picked up a whole lot, even if he would have been able to break it in. Boston was able to defend it very, very well. So here we have 4th and 15, ball spotted on the 23-yard line. North Miaska going to line up and go for it. This kicking it here doesn't do you a whole lot of good. And they're going to drop back to pass again. A little bit of a screen.
And it's wide open.
It's going to be caught. That's Rollins. Rollins off the left side. Rollins gets taken in. As Rollins from 23 yards out on 4th and 13. And Bortel ends up all the way back there almost to midfield. Is
45, yeah.
Kind of a jailbreak screen for the Warhawks. They let that entire defensive front for the Wolverines come at them. And I almost thought that ball was incomplete. I didn't see Carson Sancho out there. But it was Rutledge intended. And,
yeah, when Rutledge comes out in the middle of 4 blockers, I couldn't even see him amongst all the blockers out there.
He had a lot of red around him. Yeah, but a great player on the left side. So 23 yards to the house for Trey Rutledge. And pending the extra point here by Munson, snap, ball down, kick is up. Not the prettiest of all kicks, but it was through. So with that, that puts the North Massacre Warhawks up 20-0 with 4:09 to play in the half. And, you know, I think that's the kind of stuff that Coach Eric, you know, taking that time out and just telling us, hey, guys, we're moving the ball. We're doing good things. Just play within yourselves. Do the things that we practiced all week this week. And what a great execution on fourth down, fourth and 13.
Yep, man, I'll tell you what, you couldn't screw it up any better on a fourth down. You're back, and you're kind of really not looking good at fourth and 13. But just a great execution by everybody. Mm-hmm. Linemen got to let those guys through, and then I'll tell you what, they were already there, and they had three blockers. They all did a great job.
And thrown kind of with the wind there, too. I mean, we can't tell you how much the wind tonight is just – has affected a lot of areas of play, from the kicking game to the passing game as well. And Bortel Evan will put a little bit of a touch on that pass and able to get it over to Rutledge. So Spiker now set to kick off for the Warhawks, and the Warhawks will be kicking left to right as you face your radio dial. 4:09 to go in the half. Kind of waiting for a pass. Maybe some nachos or something.
You know,
we'll find something a little bit warm to help us. I mean, it's certainly not the coldest game I've ever been a part of, but it's certainly, standing up here top of the bleachers, kept the full brunt of the wind. So, low line drive kick by Spiker. Going to be fielded about the 20. Going to run up the right side. That's a Newcomb. Newcomb going to have a little room to run. He's going to hurdle a defender and then be run out of bounds. Tell you what, he put a little air underneath him to jump over far side, and I think he got up past, looks like past midfield.
Maybe there's a flag.
There is a flag. Yeah, there's a flag on the far side. Right about where he hurdled the defender.
I got to have a little conference about this one. But that number three, the guy that hit the ball there, was that Newcomb?
Newcomb, yeah.
He's run down a couple tacks. Looks like if he gets in the open field, he might be a hard guy to catch.
He's got some speed. So a little conference here. They're going to wave. Yep, referee's going to come out and wave off. No penalty on the play. The original penalty marker came in from that far side right on the sideline. But he was ran out of bounds just short of midfield, so that's where the Wolverines Wolverines are going to have 4 minutes in the half to try and do something with it. First and 10, ball spotted on their 47-yard line.
It looked like they're agreeing with the call down here on the home sideline. I don't know what they were seeing, but
yeah, I didn't see, because it kind of happened in behind the play. Clawson's going to take it. Ball's going to be thrown up as Clawson was hit by Terrell. Braden Terrell, number 44. Clawson stepped up, and when he went to break the rebel, they agreed him.
Well, Clawson looked like he was going to throw that 50 yards in the end zone, but he couldn't quite get rid of the ball, and some good sportsmanship there by Terrell to help him up off the ground after he put him into the turf.
Gave him a bear hug, drug him down, and helped him up.
That's right.
So
do that again.
Incomplete pass. Can we bring up second and 10 for the Wolverines? Again, Clawson in the kind of a pistol formation, two backs, one beside and one behind him. They're going to fake the handoff, and he's going to keep it around right side, and he's going to pitch it back. Sperling's going to get it. Sperling's going to make it up into Warhawk territory, and just short of the 46. Oh, we got all sorts of flags coming in at the end of this play.
Yeah, real late flags. Maybe at the end of the play it might be a personal foul here. I think
the way those came in that way, I think that would have to be the call. But he was driven out of bounds about the 46-yard line of the Warhawks, and it is a personal foul late hit. So from the spot here on the 46, give him another 15. That's going to bring him down inside almost to the 30-yard line.
Yeah, it looked like maybe, I thought it was a 50. I don't know who it was, but, just coming in there. Sometimes it's hard to put on the brakes when you're going to the sideline and just couldn't stop in time.
Especially running to that sideline here. It looks like number
Dakota Hudnett maybe is who it was.
Number 52, Hudnett is coming off the field and making a motion. As Coach Eric trying to get an explanation from the official here, and he's not getting a whole lot of talk from the official. So Coach Eric's not happy about it, but he'll live with it as Wolverine's going to get a first and 10. As they let that play, a good pitch by Clawson as he was kind of wrapped up and able to get it out to
pitch. Kind of a dangerous pitch, really.
That's the truth. He was wrapped up and able to get the ball out. Now four receivers set. This man comes in motion. Now three receivers near side. He's going to be caught, and he jumps up and then drug down. Going to pick up about 2.5, close to 3. And Clawson took it himself around that right side. Tell you what, on a night like tonight, I don't know if I'm going to leave my people with these Warhawk defenders to put some hits on.
Yeah, a few of these guys just trying to hurdle guys out there, I suppose. Pass is staying low and really, really hit them hard. Maybe they just try to jump over.
Yeah, yeah. So now bring up second and seven for the Wolverines with 3:04 to go. Ball spotted on the Warhawk 29-yard line. Enoch's going to be near side to Sperling. He's going to have some room to run. A good open field tackle. Number eight wanders, and then A.J. Hibbler able to cut up and able to help him make the stop, as it looked like he almost kind of ran by Wanders, but Wanders able to get a good hand on it.
Yeah, Wanders slowed him down, and boy, I'll tell you what, Hibbler comes in, just lays down the boom, huh?
Put a good hit on it.
Wow.
So pickup of about two. So third and four now on the ball spot on the 29. And if you're the Wolverines, I think this is four down territory all the way. You got to try and get something on the board before the half.
Yeah, so just a couple minutes, just a little bit over 2 minutes left, like you said. You're going to need to get some points here.
Offset eye, and that's going to be a handoff to the inside, Matt Smith. As Clawson spun the other way and was able to get the ball to Smith, cutting in from the – he was lined up in the slot that time, and enough to pick up the first down for the Wolverines. Ball now inside the 20, down to the 19. And that's where the Wolverines take over first and 10 with 2:15 to go in the half.
Yeah, Carson Stagiello again made a good tackle there. Just couldn't quite get the momentum going on the running back, and almost thought he could strip the ball. It almost looked like that.
Yeah, it looked like he went for the ball, but able to pick up the first down for the Wolverines. Now, Clawson in the shotgun. Back on each side, two wide receivers on the far side. And the ball's going to be on the floor, and that's going to be thrown on as the handoff was intended by Smith to Smith, number 76. Is that Hudnut?
Scanlon, maybe, huh, Cole?
No,
oh,
Gipple.
There's
276. Caleb Gipple, normally the center on the offensive side, but Caleb Gipple able to fall on the ball. A big play for Gipple. The Wolverines put the ball on the ground, and the Warhawks get it back again. That's the second lost fumble for the Wolverines.
I'd say maybe the second time almost in the red zone there. I mean, really could be a much closer game. But
absolutely.
Warhawks having a lot of good breaks going their way right now.
So 1:54 to go. Warhawks going to get it back. Power eye formation. Pitch is going to be far side to Stachel. Stachel's going to cut it back. He's going to get past the line of scrimmage and pick up about a yard. As Carson has shown that if he gets a little room to run, he can take off as long as he get away from number three Newcomb. So far tonight in big run situations.
Yeah, Newcomb's out there making a lot of plays for his team, and this is similar for these Warhawks. You don't want a bad pitch or a muff fumble here with a minute and a half left in the half. You want to make sure you go in with a zero up on that scoreboard for the team.
Protect the ball now, Bortel in the pistol. It's going to be pitched near side to Stachel. Stachel follows blockers around near side. Defender falls down. He's going to make it a pass to 25. Close to the 30, just short of the 30, they're going to show him. So a good pickup as Carson kind of slowed down, let his blockers get in front of him.
Could have a timeout, maybe, it looks like.
Looks like a timeout is going to bring up third and one, and the Wolverines, GMG, is going to take a timeout with a minute four left and a third and short pending for the North Mahaska Warhawks.
GMG is going after that ball on that play, too. You can see three guys just trying to get that ball out of there.
Just trying to rip it away. Gives us a chance to thank some more of our sponsors, Windstream. KIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business. A new bundled package includes free guest internet and lower prices than those commonly advertised for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal that KIIC got by calling Danielle at 641-888-0134. Again, that's 641-888-0134. She'll come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream available in most areas, but not all. So call Danielle today, 888-0134. So closing in on halftime, all North Mahaska so far. They lead this from 20-0. Third and short, third and about a yard. We saw this a couple of series ago, and then the false start penalty pushed them back and ended up with a punt. So I think Coach Jared would like to get the first down and maybe just take this one in the locker room, leading it 20-0. A power eye in behind Bortel. Stagiel pot open. Bortel's going to keep it off left side and be pushed forward. Still on his feet, and they're finally going to call this one. He falls down up to about the 33, and that's going to be enough for a Warhawk first down, and they're going to go ahead and hurry and try to line this one up and run it again. 58 seconds to go. They're going to wind the clock as here in the high school game. The clock does stop on the first down, but they'll spot the ball and then wind it for play when they're ready. Good Bortel under center. Power eye in behind him. Rutledge, Pothoven, Stagiel. It's going to be off left side of Stagiel. Stagiel going to get up past the 35. We brought down about the 36. And Coach Eric's going to take a timeout for some 45 seconds here in the first half. While we're doing that,
maybe just a good coaching opportunity here for North Mahaska. Maybe he didn't see something like on the last play, and I'm sure something he might talk about at halftime too.
Again, telling these guys, hey, even with a 20-point lead, go out there, play with resolve, play with respect, and do the right thing. You know, protect the ball, because you give a short field to a couple of these teams, it won't take long for them to come back in. So, checking a couple scores, Albia 20-0 on Davis County. Really had thinking that Davis County was going to put a little more of a fight so far down there tonight, but not much, as the Blue Demons leading at 20-0. Sigourney Keota and Eddieville Blaisberg still no score in the second quarter of that one. Melcher Dallas now pulling away from Wayne at 26-12. Pekin 28-0 to Cardinal at halftime in that one. Carlisle leading Pella 3-0 in the second quarter.
That could be a big upset.
Weather could
there,
be a huge factor in that one.
Going down, baby.
Pella Christian leading Highland Riverside 26-14. West Marshall leading PCM Monroe 20-6. Knoxville up 7-0 to Sadell. Power right, my Bortel. Bortel's going to fake the handoff, call back the pass. He's going to have nobody. He's going to throw it away.
Uh-oh. I think he threw it right in the hand of the defender. That might be an interception.
And it was. Bortel throwing it, trying to throw it near side. He threw it right in the hands of number 83, Levi Duden. And the Wolverines are going to get the ball with 37.4 seconds to go. Ball at their own 34-yard line. Man, he rolled out near side, and yeah, he's going to throw that ball out of bounds, yeah. Just get it away from somebody or throw it at somebody's feet. But
that's one maybe after it leaves your hand, you maybe want to try to grab it back out of the air, but
knock it down
your
yourself.
Hand, that's too bad. Hopefully they got 37 seconds, but the visitors, they got two timeouts left too.
Yeah, two timeouts. So four receivers set now for the Wolverines. Clawson in the shotgun with Sperling in behind him. A little bubble screen. The ball's going to be down. That's going to be picked up by Bortel. Bortel's going to try and roll with it, but they're going to say that one was down. Oh, his knee was down.
When he picked up the ball is what they're going to say.
So high school football, no down by contact, similar to the college game. So Wolverines will get one play, they give it right back. So now three lost fumbles for the Wolverines in this first half. So 28.5 to go.
I'll tell you what, that feels good. He's the quarterback. He just did that interception. I just saw one of his teammates run out there and kind of pat him on the back and talk to him and say, hey, we got it back for you. Nothing hurt.
Well, Bortel was going to foul on the ball, so go out and make a play after throwing an interception. So now he's going to be under center. Rutledge offset. Pitch is going to be near side, and they're going to go ahead and throw the reverse. And a little trickery. Bortel's got nowhere to go with that. I don't know if I understand that. A little kind of a flea flicker pass.
Yeah, like a double reverse flea flicker pass.
Bortel was looking at Stagel trying to run it down the right side. I tell you, with this wind, you know, about 15 or 20 yards is about all you're going to get as far as a throw down the sideline.
Yeah, I think after that, the coach said, let's just go to halftime.
Yep. So with that, the clock's going to run out on this first half of homecoming 2014 for the Warhawks. They're going to take it into the locker room at halftime, leading this one 20-0. We're going to take a break, let the band play. Might not be able to hear it much over the wind that's blowing right now, but we're going to let the band play. We're going to come back right before the start of the second half, break down a couple things here in the first half, go over some scores in the area. But they're going to take it into halftime. Warhawks lead this one 20-0. You're listening to Friday Night Live on KIIC Radio and KIICradio.com. Nebraska Warhawk football here, homecoming 2014. I'm here with Klein, Ryan Klein. And we didn't necessarily think of Ryan a really good nickname for this week, but I think we'll let that slide for now. As we're getting set up here, doing some wind protection, wind blockage construction on our Tell you what, I don't feel too bad. Do have a little windbreak in behind the chain link fence.
Every little bit helps.
Every little bit does help. So they reset the clock here for the third quarter. We're getting set to go. As the first half saw all North Mahaska Warhawks, a couple fumbles by the Wolverines, especially deep into North Mahaska territory, but not able to come back with anything. See the Warhawks leading this one 20-0. Spike are gonna get it set to go here in the second half. Kick gonna be short, gonna be fielded up about the 30. Return, that's Newcomb, gonna be number three. He's gonna be run out of bounds up about the 45.
Nice hard line drive kick there, just right at him.
Yeah, right at him. And Newcomb, the guy with some speed, number three. We've seen him a couple times in the ninth. Chased down a couple offensive players and able to get in some open fields. I wouldn't want to give him the opportunity to run a whole lot, but that's where the Wolverines will take over first and 10. Ball spotted on their own 41-yard line. Clawson down the shotgun, three receivers near side. One receiver far side. He's going to drop down and throw it long down the sidelines and going to be well overthrown Newcomb. Newcomb running down that far sideline, but ball thrown out of bounds.
Jake Bortle on the coverage there, kind of running stride for stride with him. Pretty good coverage.
Jake staying with him. And yeah, even if he would have had a chance to catch it, Bortle was right in his hip pocket. So that's going to bring up second and 10 now. My 50 cents well spent on hot chocolate here at halftime. And that's going to be the Sperling around the right side. And great play, number 13, A.J. Hibbler. As Hibbler gets into the backfield and pulls him down, going to lose about a half of the yard there. So that's going to bring a third and long for the Wolverines. As the wind was blowing so strong there at halftime, my little styrofoam cup of hot chocolate, the wind actually tried to blow some of the hot chocolate out of my cup. It was blowing that hard. So third and long, Clawson's going to be rolling near side. Pitch is going to be Sperling around the right side. Sperling's going to pick up some positive yards and be stood up. They're going to be short of the first down. So he picked up about five on third down. That'll bring up a fourth and five for this Wolverine team.
Yeah, Sperling made a pretty good play there. Pitch was kind of behind him. He kind of had to turn around, catch that ball, and still make some really good positive yardage after that play.
Still kept his footing, was able to pick up positive yards, picked up five on the play. And, you know, I think for the Wolverines' sake, this is, they did. Sperling's going to be back to kick. I was thinking close to midfield here with fourth and five. Kind of a low snap. And, Stodgill almost got the ball. Warhawks with nobody deep, so they did have the block formation on.
Either block formation or just make sure they weren't going to fake that thing because, again, not that it's quite desperation time for them, but down 20 here to start off. But a great defensive stand there to start off the second half.
Yep, good play by the boys in red. The guys up front doing a good job tonight for the Warhawks. They'll be going to be taking over first and 10, ball down right at their own 10-yard line. So a lot of green in front of them, 90 yards to go for Peter. 10.5 minutes to go to the third quarter, leading this one 20-0. Warhawks come out, power eye, Stodgill, Podhoven, Rutledge. And it's going to be near side to Stodgill. Stodgill's going to follow his blockers, make a tackle up past the 20, into the secondary. He's going to be drugged down up past the 25.
Just a real strong run there coming out of halftime. Broke two or three tackles, and then the guy that actually brought him down, he got dragged from about 5 yards before he ever got him down.
He got a little bit of a free ride on the Carson Stodgill Express. Stodgill get up almost to the 30. He's going to mark it down about the 28. So good set of fresh set of downs for the Warhawks.
Deep in your own territory. Nice first down play to get you some space, too.
And it's going to be the up back, and there's going to be Rutledge, and he's going to be drugged down. We'll lose about a yard on the play. Yeah, the guy running the down mark on the far side, he never did change it to first down, so he flipped it over to third down, and then somebody let him know there was an error in his ways and flipped it back over. So second 11 now for the Warhawks. third quarter. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, homecoming edition here in North Mahaska. On a blustery pitch, it's going to be near side Stotchel. Stotchel got room to run, going to be off to the left side. And he's going to be drugged down, pickup of about four on the play.
Maybe I heard a couple pregame, pregame, they were talking about a number of schools having homecoming this week. So I'm sure there's a lot of schools enjoying the festivities this whole week and capping it off with a Friday night football game.
Yep, and the parade earlier today here in New Sharon. And the Spirit Week generally is what accompanies, funny dress and just all sorts of other things to raise the school spirit. So third and about six for the Warhawks. Going to see Bortel in the pistol. He's going to pitch it far side to Stachel. Stachel is going to break up right side. He's got room to run. He's going to make it up midfield, break a tackle, cross midfield down into Wolverine territory. And he's going to be drugged down about the 47-yard line after a great pickup by Carson Stachel.
Yeah, again, takes two or three guys to bring him down tonight. I don't know if that's what you've been seeing all year or not, but, boy, he just doesn't go down on the first hit. A good lead block laid there by Rutledge, and he was gone.
Well, Carson Stachel, just an absolute force on this offensive backfield of the Warhawks, and he picks up a great play there on third. But the Wolverines finally had him in a third down situation. This I formation, the handle's going to be to Rutledge off the left side. Rutledge is going to make it up past the 45 and down to about the 42.
See a few cars kind of leaving the territory here. Maybe a little too much wind. They got a little bit of halftime. They go home and maybe turn on. I see it. Listen to Wendell talk a little bit here.
Listen to us from home, because I tell you right now, it's if you didn't have to be out here. Of course, a good night for football, but
yeah, I'll tell you, get out of the wind. A little bit of wind block here. It's really not that bad of a night.
Not too bad. Pitch is going to be near side. Stachel on second down. Stachel got room to run. He's going to be up past the 30, down to the 20. He's going to outrun him all the way to the house. Carson Stachel, number 9, 42 yards. As Clawson had a chance at him late, but not able to get him down. So Carson Stachel, 42 yards to the house.
Yeah, that time just two blocks up front opened up a huge alley, and he was gone. There wasn't any breaking tackles that time. Nobody even close to him.
A lot of green. There in front of him, it's Clawson. Looks like Clawson had a chance, and Carson Stachel just turns on the afterburners and ran away from him. So now Munson in the kick.
Yeah, Clawson on that play, too.
High kick by Munson, but pretty good. We've had a little bit of everything. We've had line drives. We've had pop-ups, but he's been able to connect on three of his four extra points. And with the score, that puts the North Alaska Warhawks 27-0.
I was going to say, Clawson trying to chase him down. Three or four times he chased down a guy from 50 yards. I think he looked a little tired that time. He's like, I'll just let him go.
It's just, between Clawson and Newcomb, those guys have done the majority of the work here on the secondary for and I want to just a quick mention here as my Cardinals are playing in L.A. against Clayton Kershaw. They have thrown up five runs in the top of the seventh to take the lead 7-6. Over the L.A. Dodgers, what a game! What a game there! You can, we're not going to give you a baseball play-by-play, but nowhere else are you going to get that sort of coverage of either high school football or professional baseball. This is the time of year, for baseball fans. I start to kind of get back in the tune of what's going on. So Spiker set to kick. Ball falls off the tee as a pretty decent gust, and I tell you, the flag on the south end of the stadium has been at full attention all night long. It just has not stopped.
Yeah, and there's some pretty big gusts. You start ripping that flag apart here after a while.
Low line drive by Spiker. That's going to be Sperling at the 35. Going to keep it up around the left side and run it up past the 40. He's going to be drugged down about the 43, and that's where the Wolverines will take over first and 10 with 7:37 to go. In the third quarter, I want to thank Cargill of New Sharon. Cargill of New Sharon has all your fertilizer and chemical necessary for your farming operation. They carry corn and seed beans by Monsanto, Vicodin, and Stein. For more information, call 641-637-4050. Stop in today and visit Cargill of New Sharon for all your pre-fall applications. So now a four receiver set for the Wolverines, kind of a bunch formation near side. The handle's going to be a Sperling, and the defense, Stachel and
Austin Lanfear looked like was in on that one.
Lanfear able to sniff that one out early, and that's going to be a loss of two on the play. as they had a little kind of a bunch formation here on the near side of three receivers. I do got to throw in because I know Tommy is listening at home, but I was able to score some super nachos at halftime. Down those in the 15 minutes we had a break, and the super nachos we have found at here at New Sharon at North Manasquan High School are the best in the state of Iowa is what I'm going to go ahead and champion from all the rest I've had.
So. Well, that was a pile of nachos. That's about all you need, as many nachos as you get.
And this time, Clausen's going to try to keep it around the left side, and Tyrell, who else was in there?
Spiker was in on that one, too, it looked like. Number
Spiker on that one, and Fawcett, maybe, 28, Madison Fawcett. I'm sorry, Brant Fleener. So Fleener and Spiker and Tyrell, or Tyrell, I'm not sure the pronunciation on that, but Braden Tyrell, man-child, a freshman on that defensive line stepping up and making the play.
You got to like to see that as a coach, don't you? Three more years of that, I'll
take it.
That's
true. So third and 14 now for the Wolverines. Sees them in a four-receiver set again, three receivers near side. And he's going to look all the way down left side, and that's going to be Bortel, and the ball is going to be well overthrown of Newcomb. As Newcomb running down the left sideline, and that ball just got there, and he kind of threw that up into the wind.
Yeah, and the wind kind of carried that one right out of bounds, it looked like.
Matt Holliday on a three-run home run in that top
of seven. Right?
Matt Holliday with a home run there. So.
Well, I was just thrilled for you, Will.
So, you know, when we moved to Tuscaloosa and got to know Ryan and some of the other great people that we go to church with, and it's a pretty strong Chicago Cup contingency in this part of the country. So I try and get at them every chance I get with the Cardinal score. So they did take the last two out of three from. The Cubs did from the Cardinals here late in the season, though. So if the Cardinals win it all, they can say, yeah, but we beat them back when. A bad snap on the punt. That ball kind of rolls around. Oh, still got the kick away by Sperling. That ball's going to bounce about the 30. And that ball's going to roll out of bounds. And they're going to mark it out of bounds at the 33. And that's when North Manhattan's going to take over first and 10.
It looked like Brant Fleener was in there. Again, almost got that punt blocked, but just couldn't get a hand on it.
Yeah, and, you know, so far tonight we've seen some pretty bad snaps. And definitely on the GMG side, but on the North Manhattan side as well. You got to think, you know, how much does that wind take effect with some of these strong gusts trying to get that ball back on a long snap situation? Maybe you shorten your punter up, but if you do that, you give the defense about an extra step and a half to try and block that kick. So now kind of a wing formation here. Hanout's going to be the inside hanout to that's Rutledge. At that time, Rutledge and Podhoven were both in the slot. Bortel was in kind of a pistol with Stodgill in behind him. And Bortel, I just take it back, Rutledge kind of went in motion as they hiked the ball and then hand off and for no gain. So second and 10 with 5:45 to go in the third quarter. All North Manhattan tonight on homecoming, leading this one 27-0.
You kind of get that feeling that if they just keep putting it on here, I think this defense is starting to wear down just a little bit, too, from what I can tell.
Tell you what, got to be tired. And you look at the sideline as Bortel rolls out right side. He gets away from a defender, and he's going to run it up the right sideline. He's going to make it midfield. He's got room to run. Bortel, one man to beat, and one you know, that's Newcomb. And Newcomb, number three, runs him out of bounds finally, but a huge pickup. And he picked up almost 40 yards on the play, the run out of bounds at the – call it the 27-yard line.
I don't know if it was an option read or just kind of, pulled the hand off the neck and faked out a couple people, kept it, and broke the tackle, and then he was gone.
You know, kind of almost looked like a broken play because I think he was almost expecting to hand it off. But, yeah, at any rate, the right read for Bortel around that right side and able to run it up and get into Wolverine territory.
I'll tell you what, Bryce Newcomb, he gets the trophy for most touchdown saves so far.
They tell you, every chance he's had, he's been able to stop. He's been able to stop that. This guy's going to be Stotchell. Stotchell's going to win in his blockers. He's going to run around the left side and make it up past the 20. Flag on the play, though. As we're going to take a minute here and take a little video for J. Mill and the boys back in the studio. It's Jay Miller and the boys. We're coming to you live tonight from North Manhattan High School. North Manhattan Homecoming 2014. As they lead this one 27-0 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. We'll flip you around and show you the field as they're stepping off the penalty here. Just an absolute chilly night tonight for football. But what a great 2014 Week 6 Friday Night Lights.
Yeah, Wind is all bundled up. He's in his, Gore-Tex. You got that, all your real shoe camo.
I got my camo gear out and a couple jackets and moved over to the socket. We got our wind break up, though, so far for tonight. Ball going to be, he's going to roll out this side, and then he's got Pajo and open at the 20. And Pajo's going to break a tackle and down inside the 15, down to the 10, and nuke him. That guy is just everywhere.
He's got some wheels, and he's needing to use them tonight. But just a wide open play there. Pajo was running out there, and nobody really close to him. Kind of a lame duck, if you would, throw out there, but it got the job done.
Absolutely. As nuke him, another touchdown saving tackle.
I think that might be five of those.
The fresh set of downs, ball just outside the 10. So North Mahaska, first and 10. They can't get a first down, but I'd like to see him punch it in here. Hand off left side, Stacho. Stacho's going to break a tackle and into the end zone. 10 yards out, number 9, Carson Stacho, the Carson Express, as he takes it in.
Yeah, the guys up front celebrating too, 58 Lanphier, and really had some good blocking, and he just kind of weaved through the blockers and really almost went untouched into the end zone.
10 yards, Carson Stacho, I believe his third touchdown of the night. Carson takes it, pending the extra point here. Snap down, kick is up for Munson. Another ballooning high kick.
He
snuck it over that right upright. And so with that puts North Mahaska 34-0 with 4:43 to go in the third quarter. And just an absolute clinic put on tonight by the boys in red as they are. They are putting it to the Wolverines, and I was a part of that game last year as we went up to Garland earlier in the season, and Garland kind of put on a clinic for a half, and North Mahaska was able to come back, make the game of it late, but this was good for these seniors to get a little retribution maybe on the kind of the dumb game from a year ago.
Yeah, I'm sure that they don't forget that as a junior. You don't forget that, and they come back to your home field, and you want to make up for that. And they've so far at this point. More than made up for that one, I would say.
Absolutely. So 4:43 to go in the third quarter sees the Warhawks leading 34-0. A Spiker, and I tell you what, Spiker's left leg has had a workout so far tonight. This is the seventh or eighth time that he has had to kick off. A couple scores from around the area sees Albion up 35-0 at half at Davis County. Eddieville Blakesburg gets on the board and leads the Sigourney Kyoto team 6-0. The ball is kicked off, and Newcomb drops it at the 20. Newcomb spins near side, able to keep his feet, but then falls down. He makes it up to about the 27. And that's where the Wolverines are going to take over, first and 10.
Probably one of the better kickoff coverages they've had this evening. Got them back in the 20, on the 25, and the way this defensive is playing, that doesn't bode well for the opposing team.
So that home run by Matt Holliday, I'm just going to throw this in. Singled to start the inning. That was an 8-run inning for the Cardinals as they lead it now 10-6 over the Dodgers. Three receivers setting out for the Wolverines. Clawson under center, eye formation behind him. He's going to fake the handoff, roll out near side. Got a man wide open. That was number 7, Jacob Burt, and he's just not able to connect with him as the defense bit hard on the handoff, and Burt was out there in just basically no man's land all by himself, and Clawson was able to get him the ball.
Well, I'll tell you what, there wasn't anybody there.
He had a clear path. If that was Newcomb, I knew he could outrun anybody.
Yeah.
So far, Newcomb's outrun everybody tonight that we've had carrying the ball. So incomplete pass, past the clock with 4.5 minutes in the third quarter. All North Mahaska tonight as they lead this one 34-0, homecoming night. Clawson back in the kind of a pistol, two back set behind him. Bottle got a... looks like the end on this side here moved a little early.
Yeah, the offensive guy jumped. I don't know which one they're going to go on.
I think they're going to get, they're going to get 72. I'm not sure. That's not Parker Davis.
Yeah, he just kind of crossed the neutral zone and made that offensive guy kind of stand up, and they got him for it.
He was coming and made the offensive guy commit. So defensive... defensive offsides or defensive, the neutral zone infraction here. Going to get it second and 5 for the Wolverines as they go four receivers now. Clawson in the shotgun. Sperling to his right. He's going to run on near side. Stachel, flag on the play.
Bryce Newcomb there trying to make a catch.
Newcomb looked like he caught the ball, but he was out of bounds. And that one's going to come back as there's a flag on the field back the line of scrimmage, and that came from the far side, Judge, so it looks like probably in the area of a hold. Oh, so, no, that's a
personal foul there against the Warhawks.
Personal foul. He made a motion like it was contact with a helmet or maybe helmet to helmet. I know they've really cracked down on that as the, you know, in the NFL and NCAA as well. You know, helmets and concussions, especially, you know, and with the lawsuit filed against the NFL with the concussions and trying to safeguard, especially these young athletes from stuff like that. I know of a couple of guys there in Oskaloosa that, you know, soccer as well. In soccer, you don't necessarily always think of it that way, but, you know, you catch one concussion is bad enough, but one or two before the age of 18 heightens your risk of some other cognitive impairities and stuff like that could happen. So they're really, really cracking down on these. And I don't know, you know, may have been an inadvertent. It looks like the line judge is talking to Terrell. Brent Terrell may have been the one that was flagged on that play. So 15-yard penalty gives the Wolverines first and 10. Ball spot at their own 46. Clawson going to go under center. Two backs behind him. Offset eye. Three receivers set. Two near side. One in the far slot. He's going to roll around right side. And he's going to be chased. He's going to be clocked by Carson Stachel. Knocked down in the backfield. Loss of about seven on the play. And there is a flag probably in the area of the hold. As Clawson, yep. That's a hole. Carson Stachel able to track him down.
Yeah, Wendell, looked like they went back to that play when they had number seven, the receiver wide open.
Had Bert open earlier.
Plays ago,
mm-hmm.
And it looked like they went back to the similar play, but they had to cover this time.
Because the defensive backs for North Miasca able to kind of cover that up and patch it up on that far side. So nothing doing for Clawson plus the hole. And look and see if they're going to accept this penalty decline. It's a loss of seven on the play either way.
Maybe trying to figure out at what point to start assessing the penalty here. Where did it occur?
Yeah, because he was down about the 38 and spot foul, so that takes the ball back. Oh, my gosh, back inside the 28. So they've got to get into North Miasca territory and almost down in past the 45.
I don't think the scoreboard can figure this math out. They've got first and 10 up.
Taking a few minutes to figure it out, but bring up second down on the play.
About a first and 28, probably.
Yeah, I believe that would be first if they accepted the penalty. Boston's going to run near side, run into Sperling, his own guy. Man, they're open. And the ball comes, it is knocked away as Gleason in on the defense. Wander's in on the defense, and both guys rolled over, and I think if Wander's would have just wrapped that one up, they'd have given him the catch.
Yeah, it's almost like they caught the ball at the same time. They're kind of wrestling over there a little bit. They rolled over, and it's just the ball popped out. Nobody gets it.
So ball, pass incomplete, and now the marker on the other side, he's got it fixed. So now the second down is first and 29, the scoreboard shows. Now we're in a second 29 situation. But, yeah, I think all Wander's had to do was wrap that ball up this. Let them roll over. The ball just rolled out onto the field.
Yeah, just a great play for him to be right in the perfect spot and to make a play on the ball.
Right place at the right time. So four receivers now for the Wolverines, three to the near side. Probably Newcomb out on his own on that far side. He is right along the sideline, defended by Gumont. He starts down the middle of the field. Clawson's going to roll out and ball, thrown well short. And Clawson is hit by Carson Thatcher. I tell you what, Clawson has spent a fair amount of tonight on the ground.
Yeah. Yep. And he's, you can tell on the defensive side, too, he's not catching up with Stachel on the other end of it. He's slowing down and kind of probably feeling the effects of those hits throughout the whole night.
So
Stachel makes up some ground in a hurry on the defensive end, too, doesn't he?
He does. He's
got some coming all of a sudden. He's hitting them.
The Carson Express has got some speed behind it, and he was coming around here this near side, and right as Clawson let go of the ball. So they're going to do two receivers each side, Sperling in the backfield to Clawson's right. Clawson in the shotgun. Man comes in motion. That's Burt. Burt comes to near side. Burt kind of a wheel route. And they're going to throw it long as is that Newcomb? Yeah, it looked like Newcomb tried to run over Jacob Bortel because Bortel was defending the play very, very well. And probably something you I don't know if you call an offensive pass interference. He was just trying to get to the ball, and Mortel happened to be there.
Ball was thrown probably a good 10 yards over their head.
Yeah.
And, you know, just trying to run it down, and they got the feet tangled up, and nobody's fault there.
Pass well over the head of Newcomb. So now Sperling's going to be back to kick for the Warhawks. I'm sorry, for the Wolverines, as Wanders is back about halfway back, and then Pothoven back on his 30-yard line. Oh, and Stajic just about. I tell you what, we've been in there just about every play tonight. That ball's going to check up right about the 40, and that's when the Warhawks will take over first and 10 with 3:37 to go in the third quarter. Tonight's Friday Night Lights brought to you by Proline Building Company. If new building construction is on your to-do list, don't wait any longer. It's time to call Proline. Proline's been building agricultural, commercial, equine, residential, and storage buildings since 1986. Their reputation has been built on integrity and putting their customers first. Bids are fair and honest. Their crews work hard to get the job done right. Visit their website at iowadreambuilder.com. Handoff's going to be, Bortel's going to keep it around the left side. Going to reverse his field and try and outrun the defense. He's got some room to run around that far side. He can near side to face the pass down and push out of bounds by number 14, Clausen.
Yeah, he reversed the ball there and came back the other way, and he outrun a few defenders. And then old, who was that, Dakota Hudnut on the reverse just leveled one of those defenders there. So
Hudnut saw what was happening, got out on that far side. As Bortel started to roll near side, looked like a little read option. He was wanting to try to pitch to Stodgill. Wolverine snuffed it out, but then he was able to reverse his field. He ran about 40 yards to gain about 8 yards on the play. The second and two for the Warhawks. Power eye. Going to hand off the inside to Stachel. Stachel found his blockers around near side. Enough for the first down. Up past midfield and into Wolverine territory and brought down at the 49. That's going to move the chains for the Warhawks. I'm sorry, he passed midfield down inside the 45. He's down to the 44. I don't want to short him with those 5 yards. And the clock, well, just 1 point away from the mercy rule here in Iowa football, 35 points. They set the running clock in motion. So we see the Warhawks score here. It would speed up the fourth quarter of this game.
A lot of homecoming fans wouldn't mind a running clock right now. Get out of this wind a little bit, right?
Yeah, just let it hit out. A little kind of a delay play that's going to be hit off the side over on the near side. He's going to break a tackle, stay on his feet. He's going to get down inside the 35 and down to the 32. Flag comes in here on the near side. We'll wait and see what the call is. There's the line judge. And Pothoven
made a few guys miss on that one.
Yeah, he did. Great play by Pothoven, able to keep his feet. And the penalty is going to be against the Warhawks. Spot foul, so it's going to come back. As Pothoven on first and 10 picked up about 13. We'll check and see what the motion is here. So a block in the back. So a block in the back. It's going to back this one up 10 yards. Spot foul. So going to get into the first down again, but it's going to be about first down and 14. So first and 14, ball spotted on the 44-yard line. This time the handoff's going to be up the middle of the Rutledge. And looks like not much of a gain on the play, maybe loss of a half yard. So that's going to bring up second and 15 for the Warhawks. 2:15 to go in the third quarter. Klein's looking up some area scores here to see if we've got any change in some of the other games around the
couple here. Alvia just running away from it, looks like now. 48-0 over Davis County. Eddieville Blakesburg game, that one, again, is a close one against Sigourney Keota. It's 6-6 right now in the fourth quarter.
And that's going to be right side of Stachel. Stachel going to break a tackle, get into some open field, and get down inside the 35. And going to be close to a first down for the Warhawks, who tripped up right at the 35-yard line. They're going to mark the ball that far side. I think that's going to be enough for a first down from where we're looking here.
Yeah, Saja got tripped up on that one, kind of fell over backwards right on his tailbone. It didn't look like that one felt probably very good.
He probably feeling that one a little more, especially on a night like tonight. as opposed to a 75 or 80 degree night. And they're going to take a look at this. They're going to bring in for a measurement with 1:44 to go in the third quarter.
Yeah, halftime we got Pella regained the lead, 7-6 now over there in Carlisle. So
good, good Carlisle team.
Good team there at halftime.
Yeah, class 3A, number one school in Pella, as they measure this one. And on, they're going to be, if that's a chain link, they're just barely a chain link. But the Warhawks going to be just short of the first down.
I know the local score, Oskaloosa is struggling to get on the board tonight at Grinnell. Grinnell's typically a tough team, 28-0.
28-0 is, you know, that's at Oskaloosa 1-4, and last week they talked about it on the locker room show, probably one of the better, one of the best 1-4 teams in the area, as they have just an absolutely tough schedule for the Oskaloosa Indians this year.
Yeah, tough start to the year for them, and, you know, again, a team just like the Warhawks, if they can turn it around, still have a chance to
get a chance to see the playoffs here. Power line now, second and very short. And then again, if it was a chain link, it was about a half of a chain link. And that looks like Mortel keep it off the right side, and they're going to give him enough for the first down.
Yeah, the line judge there, I don't know. Can you really see where the ball's at? He fell forward further than
where the ball was last time, so they're going to have it. And that's going to move the chains to get the Warhawks first and 10 with a minute 21 to go in the third quarter. All Warhawks here tonight on homecoming. They lead at 34-0. A power eye formation by Mortel. Mortel under center. Oh, they're going to fake it. Little inside handoff play to Rutledge as Stodgill came near sideline, acted like he took the pitch. I don't know if he caught a couple people off guard, but able to pull some of the Wolverine defense over. And Rutledge able to pick up five on the play, bring up second five. Ball spotted at the 30-yard line. We're inside a minute to play in the third quarter. Wanders comes on with the play. Rosendahl off. Hotel in the huddle.
Yeah, these cheerleaders are staying in to keep the crowd in. Homecoming night, I saw a little guy down there doing some push-ups. He's having a rough night.
He's done quite a few of them tonight.
Hotel
pitch outside, near side to Stachel. Stachel able to keep his feet. Stachel going to go forward for about three, bring up a third and two, third and short. Yeah, he's got his workout tonight.
Yeah.
Done a push-up for every point that the Warhawks have scored so far.
On every score.
Yeah. So as the quarter comes to a close, see if the Warhawks marching again, as they're going to flip sides here. They'll have the ball third and a long one. Ball spotted on the 24th. You're listening to Friday Night Lights on KIIC Radio. I want to thank some more of our sponsors, McGrissom New Sharon. They're there for all your farm and home projects. Think McGrissom New Sharon. They create red brand steel posts in standard and heavy duty. Good posts including creosote, Balga woven wire. McGriff's, your farm and home supply in South Central Iowa, proud supporter of North Mahaska High School Athletics. One thing, Community First, your voice is powered by Community First. Your voice is there to help young adults with questions about student loans and budgeting. Your voice is there to guide you through your finances. Check out their website at c1styourvoice.com. Like them on Facebook, federally insured by the NCUA. You're listening to Your Good Neighbor. I'm State Farm Agent Wendell Campbell of Oskaloosa. Here with Ryan Klein on a chilly Friday evening as we get set to kick off the fourth quarter. All Warhawks tonight on homecoming as they lead this one 34-0.
Yeah, I'll tell you, when we're entered into a dangerous part of the game again, as footballs are starting to fly around here, these cheerleaders, I'll tell you, they got some arms on them, and you got to watch out. You might just get drilled.
Step up and wing a few at us. The handoff's going to be around the left side on third and short, and that's going to get the ball down into the 20. The handoff was to Rutledge on the play. And that's going to be enough for a first down. And now you've got, we take a look here, Rosendahl coming off, number 28, Fleener coming on. And now you got Scott Hill still in the running back. Looks like Hibbler out there now in the offense and maybe in the fullback. So that was a 34-point lead, Coach Jarrett. No, you still got Rutledge, you got Hibbler in kind of that slot position. As Powell was a little slow to get up last time. Hit up this time is going to be to Hibbler. Hibbler on the right side. Hitler's going to pick up two on first down, bring up a second and eight. Wolverines
all popped out there at the end there, but called him down.
Wolverines tried to make a call like they wanted the ball, but the ball come out, but the referee came in from the backside and said, no, he was down by contact. And Hitler a little slow to get up, and he comes off just a little kind of gimpy on that.
Yeah, the ball popped out. A few guys kind of jumped in there trying to get that ball. Thinking maybe it was a fumble. He might have got nicked up on some extracurriculars at the end there.
So Bonhoven back in 47, that's Rosendahl, as they make their way on. Mortel up in the huddle. 11:06 to go. They're going to wind the clock as they'd stopped it because of the possible injury. Second and nine for the Warhawks. Ball spotted on their 20-yard line. Power eye in behind Mortel. Mortel's going to hand off right side to Stachel. Stachel's going to duck a tackle, fall forward. They get about the 18, so pick up of about two on the play. We'll bring up a third and long, third and seven for the Warhawks.
So they're maybe just stretching out the hip area there, maybe, of Hibbler on the sideline. Don't know what exactly happened, but kind of just trying to do some range of motion on the hip and the knee and making sure everything's okay.
Yeah, you call it a hip pointer or kind of a stinger on those you get to helmet, especially as cold as it is tonight. That's going to hurt twice as bad on an evening like tonight. So this time pitch is going to be there. Take the pitch. Oh, no, the Stagel guy. Stagel going to reverse field, come back across. He gets inside the 15, down about the 12. Going to be close to a first down, but that's going to bring up a fourth down decision here for Coach. They're at fourth and about two. Now I would think fourth and two from the about the 12-yard line. You just go ahead and have faith in your offense that they can pick up 2 yards.
I think after what you've seen so far tonight with as many yards as they've been rushing for on fourth and two, way down there on that end up 34, that's a no-brainer.
Mortel this time going to hit off left side of Stachel. Stachel just going to follow his lead blocker on the left side. Going to hold the ball out. I think he got enough. Looks like he's down inside the 10, maybe. That is, they're going to move the chains. Or inside the 15, I should say. So he made it down to about the 15-yard line. So on fourth and two, he picks up. No, it is inside the 10.
It's about up to 9 there. Yeah, it looks like it's on about the 9-yard line.
Nine.
He got maybe 3 or 4 extra yards
is
what he needed.
Yep, fell forward, stretched the ball out. So we have a first and goal to go situation for the Warhawks. Ball on the far side of the field. Mortel in the pistol. Handoff is going to be the style. Rutledge off the right side. Rutledge running off right side up inside the 5. Down to about the 3.
Rutledge right back in there and wanting to get one more touchdown to put this thing away probably, huh? See a number of lights on the grass out there in the parking lot. A number of people taking advantage of the nice warm vehicles probably tonight too.
Here off this time, he isn't going to be the Rutledge off the right side. The Rutledge made it about a yard down to the 2.
But GMG not laying over at all. You know, they're really fighting on this drive here. Don't want to give up that next touchdown and just fighting to the end.
Not quite. And I tell you what, you look at the sideline for GMG. The Wolverines, there's only about 10 or 12 extra guys on that sideline. So they're traveling with a short crew on a cold night like tonight. Of course, if you're playing to stay on the field, probably helps you stay a little warmer to where you're not just kind of standing around. Mortel this side is going to pitch far side to Stachel. Stachel going to follow his blocker around the side. He's going to be in the end zone. Touchdown. Perfect. My hat's the Warhawks. With 8:04 to play in the fourth quarter, Warhawks punch it in, and that's going to put it at 40-0. And we're going to have an injury timeout as there is a down Wolverine on the play.
Yeah, I couldn't tell who that was in the backfield blocking for him going out there. I think it might have been Rutledge laying a block. And I don't think anybody's getting up from that block there. He looks like he's just going to take a little break in the end zone.
So a little update here. Adrian Gonzalez, 2-run home run, bottom of 8. So that brings the Dodgers to within 10-8.
You getting nervous yet, Wendell?
Nope.
No?
Nope.
You got a reliever in there? You still got your starter going?
Good question. No, Chode is in there. So left-handed reliever for the Cardinals coming out. A lot of talk around that was that the best pitcher in the National League, talking to Wainwright, he was the best pitcher in the National League, except for the guy that's named Kershaw pitching against him tonight. So
Good ones going there, but a lot of runs for those two pitchers going
through. That's the truth. Usually you see those as 1-1 or 1-0 games, and for the Cardinals to throw up an 8 spot in the top of that 8th inning, that's pretty amazing. But one out bottom of the 8th right now, the Cardinals lead that one 10-8. So the GMG player walks off under his own power. So that's going to give the Warhawks a chance to line up and for Munson to kick this one through, as he has been only one blemish on his record tonight. A high snap caused him to pull that first kick a little bit. Oh, bad snap. And Simmons is going to take this one, try to run around the left side. He's got a little bit of room to run, but he's going to be wrapped up and dropped. So the attempt is no good for the Warhawks. And with 8:04 to play in the fourth quarter, sees them leading this one. All Warhawks on homecoming tonight as they lead it 40-0.
Not the worst snap in the world. Just looks like that ball. I think it gets pretty hard and slick on these types of evenings. It just slid right through the holder's hand there, and you don't have much time.
Kind of slid through Gabe Simmons' hands as he was in the hole, and that's the truth. I tell you, that ball just it's like kind of like an ice cube as it comes through there and squirted through his hands and tried to make something out of nothing, but no going tonight.
Looks like they got a new person doing the push-ups. I think 40 was the match with the other person. So
somebody
new, bringing the reliever when it comes to the push-ups.
Look here on the sideline. It looks like some of the younger guys on this Warhawk team getting warmed up to maybe play a few downs here as the clock will start running. Start running with a 40-point lead for the Warhawks, which going into practice this week for Coach Yarrett, probably one of those kind of happy to have a game where he's got a little breathing room. And then go. Spiker is getting his leg has had quite the workout here tonight.
Here we go again, right?
That's right. Warhawks get set to kick with 8:04. Warhawks be kicking left to right as you face your radio. Short kick, but it gets up. The ball's going to hit the ground. He's going to be wrapped up. Ball comes out. And the Wolverines are going to fall on it.
Well, that kick was so short, I don't know if that first line there, I don't know if they knew if they should pick it up or what to do there. Finally, they picked it up about the time they got hit.
And that was number 87, Josh Haas, for the Wolverines. Is that the first line of defense? He came up, he let it hit the ground first. I think that was his mistake.
Yeah.
Let it hit the ground and then trying to pick it up from that point. So ball's going to be spotted, down about the 30, right at the 30-yard line. That's where the Wolverines will take over. Clawson, the offense, comes out. Four receivers set. Two on each side with Sperling to his left in the backfield. Bad snap, ball on the ground. It's going to look like the Warhawks are going to get this one. Yep. That's them. The Warhawks recovering, and the Warhawks are going to get this one back as the first snap goes over Clawson's right shoulder, just not able to handle the snap.
Yeah, and again, a little bit of a high snap there, but just that ball looks like it's getting slippery as the night goes on. It's just kind of sliding through people's hands.
Maybe a little bit of moisture off the field, and the cold certainly doesn't help it out much at all. With 7:05 to go, Coach Yarrett takes a timeout and talks to some of his younger guys, and we're going to see him kind of flip some of these sophomores and freshmen in to get some downs with a 40-point lead and a running clock.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, standing on that sideline, if you haven't been playing all night, it takes a little while to get warmed up. I'm guessing you're pretty cold going out there, but we'll kind of see what they can do here.
We saw down here that last year, a couple of these younger guys that were taking shoulder pads off and picking some clothes off. You know, if I knew I was going to stay in here tonight, I'd probably have an extra couple layers on, but knowing you're going to get to go in and play a couple of downs.
Take the sweatshirts off from underneath the pads and get ready to go.
Get ready to go. So we'll take a look here. As it looks like number 11, Levi Long, a freshman, is going to be running the offense now for the Warhawks. They have first and 10 ball spotted on the Wolverine 25-yard line with 7:05 to go in the fourth quarter.
They play a JV game tonight? When do they have a JV?
No, JV game is typically on Monday evenings.
Okay.
No freshman game here as the Warhawks squad. Not enough guys to fill a freshman and a JV.
Mm-hmm.
Comes in motion here. It's going to be the right side. And that's probably going to be Edmondson. If I had to guess, number 88.
Yep,
that is Edmondson.
And
flag out of the play, and they're going to get the Warhawks for a hold. As Edmondson picked up five on the play, but this one's going to come all the way back as the spot foul from the line of scrimmage. They bring up a first and 20 now for this Warhawk offense.
Some of the other guys in, I saw number 15, I think it was a Ben Sherburn. Looked like he was in at wideout. Try to catch some of these numbers, but so far tonight I've caught a couple wrong ones.
Then we have number 54, Dylan Comstock, another freshman in there at center. Power eye now in behind Levi. His long hands off left side, this is Edmondson again. Edmondson runs around left side. He's going to pick up a couple here, maybe three, call it three. Going to pull up a second and 17 for the Warhawk offense.
Maybe the fullback now is number 40, Casey Walker in there.
Sophomore and Walker. Number 82, Jacob Sampson, another sophomore coming on with the play. It's Levi Long in.
Some of these guys get their opportunity and end of the game. But, you know, the coach is still coaching, and he wants to see these guys get ready for next year.
Well, pitches to Edmondson, and Edmondson lets the ball come right out of his hands, and the Wolverines fall on top of it. And that's going to give the Wolverines the ball back. As Edmondson, I don't know that he ever got that ball in, kind of like it came and hit him in the chest, and he never fully got his arms around it.
Yeah, it was an interesting-looking play. I don't know if it was a handoff or a pitch, but he kind of took a step or two, and then it kind of just popped out of there.
Kind of popped out like he never did get his arms around it.
I don't know what they did to them balls at halftime, but I'll tell you what. Tried to pour some hot chocolate on them, warm them up, and it might have made them slick.
They have been slick here in the second half. So 5:10 to go. The clock remains to run with the 40-point lead for the Warhawks. The Wolverines are going to take over and take over here. Still Clawson out there. Still the first team for the Wolverines.
I'm guessing this defense wants to pitch that shutout.
Yep, like to preserve the shutout, but we've got some younger guys in here. The handoff's going to be to Spillin around the right side. Spillin's going to cut back toward the middle of the field. He'll fall forward. He's going to pick up about 11 on the play, so enough to move the chains for the Wolverines as they move it up to just short of the 45-yard line in their own territory.
Yeah, he's a good little runner. He's pretty quick, and he takes a pretty sharp cuts. And I'm surprised they haven't gone to their run game just a little bit more. I think they've had more success with that than they have in the past.
Yeah, you know, getting down quick and getting down early and then having to try and pass to make something happen just has not worked out for GMG here tonight. Handoff's going to be right side. I think it's going to be Sperling again.
Well, I'll tell you what, it looks like they put in a lot of different subs on that last play right there, I thought. The new quarterback for
GMG
is number 8, Garrett Gross.
So Gross, who had been lined up in the slaughter as a wide receiver most of the night, now in there at quarterback.
It almost looked like a mass substitution there. It was
it's Gross again. Now going to be under center, offset eye behind him, the receiver each side. Handoff's going to be near side. That looks like maybe Sperling. Sperling's going to fall forward for about a yard, not get a whole lot. They're going to give him the line of scrimmage. So, nope, they give him a yard, so that's going to bring up a 3rd and 7 for the Wolverines. 3:26 to go as the clock continues to run. The Warhawks with a 40-point lead here on homecoming night. We're off again now in the kind of a pistol formation. Steph's going to be right side. He's going to be caught in the backfield. Pitch is there.
Oh, wow.
He made the pitch. Oh, man. As he was wrapped up in the backfield, he was able to get the pitch out there.
That number 72, I think, is who it was that was back in there. I don't know if that's maybe Chance Parrish. He's on the roster 73, but he was in the backfield in a hurry.
And had arms wrapped around the
quarterback as he was going down, just kind of threw the ball in the air, and it worked out.
Made it work for him here tonight. So that's going to be a 4th down, 4th and 4. As Groff again under center, offset eye behind him. And it looks like ball falls on the ground. So whether North Mascot recovers this or not, it's going to be a turnover on downs for the Warhawks. The Wolverines, you know, tonight, Ryan, as we look at it, the Wolverines tonight just never have been able to get anything put together. The one series I can think of had 2 first downs in it, and after that, just not able to get much going for the Wolverines.
Yeah, and there's been a number of times they've had their opportunities, driving it pretty deep in the Warhawk territory, but just couldn't finish off drives. some costly turnovers, and then just some great defense, too, by the Warhawks being able to shut the door.
And I don't know if they gave that as a turnover on downs or a fumble loss. If it was a fumble loss, that'd be the fifth one tonight for the GMG Wolverines. And you lay the ball down five times and give it away, not going to have the chance to win too many ball games. So clock continues to run. We get down inside 2 minutes.
It's a defensive encroachment here on the Wolverines, and they're going to get 5 free yards here starting off this drive.
That left end, that's number 83, Levi Duden. Duden was kind of just trying to jump the snap there a little bit. Another score, if they did the Royals score top of the second, they lead the Anaheim Angels 1-0. There's a lot of excitement going on in that Kansas City area. Head off this side is going to be the Edmondson. Edmondson's going to run forward for 4, going to get close to 5, and that's going to be close to a first down for the Warhawks. Clock continues to run. We get down inside a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Number 64, that's Samuel Watts, another sophomore, comes running on. Number 82, Jacob Sampson, comes running on. Number 12, Bortel.
Jameson Fawcett, it looks like.
I think that is Fawcett. That's one of the other, the other 12.
Yeah, I called him earlier tonight.
Give him a little credit early. Edmondson's going to get over right side this time. He's going to be stacked up and lose about a yard on the play.
Just about three quarters ahead of time is what I was there.
Yeah, you knew he was going to be in there for a little later on. And I think that's going to be the last play for tonight as we get down inside 20 seconds. Wait and see some more substitutions for the Warhawks. And the crowd gets ready to start cheering this North Mahaska offense. With 8 seconds to go, they're going to make it up to the line of scrimmage.
Try to get one more in here.
One more in here, and probably a little victory formation. Oh, they're going to go ahead and hand it off to Edmondson. And Edmondson's going to be body slammed by the Wolverine defense. He's going to lose the yard on the play, but that's going to run the clock out here on homecoming night. That is the Warhawks. Take this one home, 40-0. All Warhawks tonight, big runs by Carson Stoschel, Jake Portell, that offense getting the job done, the defense getting there, the blue-collar guys in the trench earning the line of scrimmage for that front four for the guys in red.
Yeah, I think North Mahaska, they came out tonight, and they knew they had a chance, and they jumped over this opportunity and really just dominated this game, one-sided game really on both sides.
Yep, so with that, see the North Mahaska Warhawks taking home homecoming. They take this one 40-0. We'll be catching you from check my schedule.